Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Thank you all for calling in. Hope you all have had a good day today. And hope that everything is, you know, going well thus far. And thank you again. Thank you all for calling in. Let me just say this. I'm going to try to hurry up and get right into the calls, you all. Y'all know I like to get right to the calls immediately. And I know that introduction could have been better, but it wasn't. I'm sorry. I apologize, you all. Let me just do this real quick. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to start taking calls. Just like that, okay? And I'm going to pray what I believe God impressed upon my heart today, earlier today, as I was thinking about the show. This is what I believe God gave me for the show. Usually I don't come this way. I just come and I just start, you know, just start praying for everybody. But I believe God gave me this tonight to pray for. I pray this for every person. I believe this is what the Lord has given me tonight, and I'm going to pray for every person. And then I'll take you all's calls. And I'm sorry that my introduction wasn't, you know, my introduction wasn't as good as it could have been tonight. I apologize for that. It could have been better. If I was rude, please forgive me. I'm sorry. You know, sometimes I'm in such a rush to do this. And so let me just pray this prayer, what I believe God gave me for you all tonight, and then we'll begin to take calls. Father, tonight is the night I pray for breakthrough for every person that have called in tonight. I prayed this earlier. I prayed earlier and said, God, I want tonight to be a night of breakthrough for every single person. Makomende iboshe kebando. This day, Father, let breakthrough come to every person. As I have believed you for breakthrough, God, now I believe you for breakthrough for every person, every issue, everything that you are concerned with on tonight. If it has been a long haul, a long time, you've been believing God for a while, and you keep saying, God, when, God, when, God, when, let this thing happen. When, Jesus, when, and when. And so, Father, tonight is the night I pray for breakthrough for every person who's listening. And if I don't get to you, I'm going to try to go through every call swiftly. If I do not get to your call, I want you to know that I believe the Lord let me know that even if I don't get to your call, your number, breakthrough has come unto you in Jesus' name. Be encouraged. Know that the Lord hears you. He is with you and he is for you. And I say, even unto me, I'm so bold tonight to say that if Felicia has spoken unto you, heaven has come unto you. As I stand in terms of words, I come to you all tonight with words, and I say tonight, heaven has come unto you. For I am one with the Father. I am one with Jesus, and Jesus the Father, and Jesus and the Father is one with me. Jesus said, you are God. You are little God. I stand one with the Father, and I say tonight that heaven has come unto you. Breakthrough, I decree, I speak, I declare unto every person that's listening. And again, if you did not hear me the first time, I say it again the second time. If I do not get to your call, breakthrough be unto you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Now, I'm ready to go ahead and take the calls. And again, if my introduction, you didn't feel as though that was professional or it wasn't very, what kind of introduction was that? I'm sorry and I apologize. I'll do better next time. I promise you. I love you all. I love you. I love you. I'm just in a rush. I want to get this thing in. I want to pray for everybody tonight. And so I'm going to try and get to everybody quickly as I possibly can, because I don't want to cut off anybody, because sometimes people do get cut off. I don't want anybody to be cut off tonight. I want to get to everybody. I want everybody to get it. But just know that if I do not get to speak to you tonight, if you are not spoken to, breakthrough has come unto you in Jesus' name. And so I'm going to go ahead and begin to take the first call. Okay, here we go. First call, I have a 202 with the hand up, 202-722. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Good evening, Felicia. This is Daryl from Maryland and Nicole from D.C. How are you this evening?
Hi, Felicia.
Hello, Daryl. Hey, y'all. Hey, I know y'all. Thank you. This is good. Thank you all for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Can I go ahead and put you all on mute and begin to pray for you now?
Yes.
Indeed. Thank you.
Is that all right? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm going to put you on hold. Just here we go. And you are, I'm not hold. I'm sorry. I apologize. Mute. So we thank you, Father, for Daryl. Daryl, the last time that you called in, I want you to know that I apologize. I believe that was a word for you that I did not get to, and I apologize for it. It was something in reference to a wheelchair. I remember that I said, God, if they ever call back, I'm going to let them know that there was something about a wheelchair. I saw a wheelchair, but I could not interpret it. So I think I went on and we began to talk about other things. But I'm not for sure if the wheelchair was something in terms of God, you know, letting you know that you can walk again. You can walk again, or if there's, something really physical in terms of someone that you know. But it was something about a wheelchair. So whatever that is, Father, we thank you, God, that you are, that is recovered. It is recovered. It is recovered in Jesus' name. Daryl, makotala la bolsa, ila la bolsa, kareba babakaya la bolsa. Let me tell you something, Daryl. You are a bad man. You are more than what you think you are. You are above. You, as a matter of fact, Daryl, it's like you, when you go into a room, you are the most gifted man in the room, and you don't even know it. Mato, mese, ila, bando, aba, ese. Daryl, you are so gifted. God wants to take you so deep in him. I mean, as a matter of fact, Daryl, I believe God is it's like the place that God wants to take you, Daryl, it's above average. It's above the average Christian, the average man of God. You are above, and I don't know if you know that, if you are able to receive that, but you need to receive it if you have not before, if you have not heard this before. Daryl, you are above. You are above average. You are above average. You are not the average man, and you need to receive that. Mako mese ila la bolsa, kela la bolsa, kela la bolsa. For you are above. You are above. You are not the average man. Accept that. And when you accept that, some other things are going to break through for you. Accept that. It's not that you're arrogant, Daryl. You're not trying to be arrogant. You're not trying to be, I'm better than everybody in the room. You're not better. We know that. But God has given you a gift that maybe is above. And it's not above because you are better. It's above because you are available. You are open. You are willing. You have a heart after God. You have a heart for the Lord. You have a heart for the Lord. You have a heart to do right. Do right, Daryl. Just do the right. What's the right thing? Just do the right thing. You have a heart to do the right thing. You are above average. And God, and I keep getting, I'm almost scared to say this, but Daryl, God wants to make you rich and wealthy. You're meant to be rich and wealthy. I don't know if you know that, and maybe you are already rich. Who knows? But Daryl, you're supposed to be a rich, wealthy man. Wealth and rich is upon you. Me mase ila bose keba doboshe keba estela la bosa. And Father, let it happen. Matura baba baba kaya. Jesus, how long? What are we waiting for? 2 years? 2 years, Jesus, Miko Maso Koreba Karisa. You are supposed to be a wealth and riches are around you, Daryl. You're meant to be a wealthy man. Wealth is upon you. The spirit of prosperity, favor like you've never seen it. You are meant to be rich. Rich, riches, wealth be unto you. You're meant, that is for you. Yes. You are that man. You are that man. I don't know if from a child, you kind of maybe known, or you may not have known. Maybe from a child, you may have known something. You may have known something about yourself. Like, everybody thinks that they're different. You know, I'm different. Everybody thinks that they're different, but you really are. You really are. You are not the average man. Accept that. Mako makota la labosa, and I pray health over you for the rest of your days. May you live a long life. Long life be unto you, Daryl, a happy life. And Makotala Labosa, you will not be a rich, wealthy, depressed man. You will not be rich and wealthy and depressed. A lot of people are rich and wealthy and they're depressed and they're sad. They don't know why. Jesus. And may Daryl always know who he is in the Lord. Daryl, you'll always know who you are in the Lord as long as you stand for righteousness. You will not be a rich, wealthy, depressed man. You will be rich, wealthy, and happy because you have known that the Lord, you have known that the Lord have done this thing for you. You will know this is Jesus. This is the Lord making you rich and wealthy. You will not be depressed. You will not be rich and wealthy and unhappy. Long life unto you, Daryl. Long life. Long life. And people will come to you and ask you for, it's like people will come to you and ask you, can I borrow? Can I borrow? Can I borrow? Can I borrow? There will be times where you will have to say no, and there will be times where you will feel like, man, I'm sad. What's the point? Just give it up. No. No. You will not be a man who feels as though, oh, well, you know, because I'm rich, I'm rich, therefore, you know, I'm above, I'm better. And, you know, they always need help. The poor people always need help. No, you're going to be a good guy, a good, rich, wealthy man. You're not going to be, stingy and not wanting to share your wealth and not wanting to share your finances and share things with people. And I almost feel like, Daryl, you know, sometimes you may feel like, well, you sure it's not too late? Is it really? I can still, yes, yes. This is the Makotela Labosa. Yes, it's not too late. You are still there. you are still there to do this thing. Wealth and riches be unto you, Daryl, and don't you back down. And you stand righteous. You stand righteously. You will not be a sad, depressed, rich, wealthy man. In Jesus' name, you will be everything that God wants you to be. Heaven be unto you, Daryl. I know I spent a long time on that, and if I'm taking too long on that, y'all forgive me, y'all. Probably like, oh my God, she's taking a long time on that. I'm sorry. I apologize if you all feel that way. But God bless you, Daryl. And then Nicole, we bless your father for Nicole. Thank you, Nicole, for allowing me to pray for you again. I bless your father. Nicole, all I see is just a good life for you. That's all I see, Nicole. I don't see nothing else. I just see you living a good life. Nicole, life's so good for you that you're going to be just, girl, life's just so good for you. You child. I don't even know how to say it. I don't even know how to explain it. Just life's just so good for you to where you may even feel guilty, but you don't. You may even feel like, am I in the will of God? Because this is, why is stuff always so good? That's what I see for you. You're living in a place. Everything is so good. And you think, you're just like, well, why is this so good? The world is going through turmoil, but I'm living so good. This is the Lord, Nicole. This is what the Lord has for you. This is what the Lord has for you. I don't care what you're doing now, what's happening, what's going on. This is what the Lord has for you. God just likes you, Nicole. He just likes you. He just likes you. Daryl, you go. I said Daryl. Nicole. Y'all got it. Woo, Jesus. I think I'm in the spirit. Woo, Lord. I love myself sometimes, y'all. Nicole, I just see good life for you. I don't care what you're dealing with, what you're going through. I don't care. I just see good things happening for you. Even if you've gone through some bad times, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, your future is just good. I mean, just good. You're gonna be deciding. You're gonna be, you know what you're gonna have. Your problems is just gonna be you deciding. Well, let's see, what kind of breakfast do I want to eat this morning? Do I want pancakes? Do I want much? Just life, just good for you. It's a God thing. It's not something that you created or somebody created. It's a God thing. just, I mean, when I mentioned the breakfast, I'm saying, like, that's, like, small stuff. Like, you're going to be, like, just, your concern is going to be small stuff. Just small stuff. Just small stuff. So we thank you, Father, for the best, girl, the best life ever, for the best life ever, in Jesus' name. Girl, the best life. And you, it's like you ain't going to even have to work too hard. Just do you, be you, Nicole, child. You, girl, God got some, just an easy life for you from here until Jesus come back, in Jesus' name. I'm going to unmute you guys, and if there's anything that y'all want to pray about, fine, we can pray, okay? If I missed any, I mean, maybe that wasn't what y'all wanted to talk about, but that's fine. Let me unmute you, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and there you go.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen.
Praise God.
And thank you, Felicia. Thank you. Yes, hearing your words, and I remember the last time I heard you, your words, you told me to get the money, and that was about 2 months ago. And tonight, it's the same thing. You feel the same thing, and I want to really thank you for letting me know to stay on the right path. And I'm doing well, and I should continue to let the Lord lead me the way that he has done. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. I hope that, oh, yes, Daryl, you are meant to be a rich man. Rich and wealth is around you. You are meant to be rich and wealthy. Let it happen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Is there a town? Is there a location, Jesus? I'm telling you, Daryl, you're going to be in a tall, there's a building. I keep seeing a building where they do business. You may not even thought that you were supposed to be in that. It's like a skyscraper. I see you walking into a skyscraper. You're going to be in a skyscraper. There's a skyscraper. I don't know if you have you're going to have an office, or you're going to have a meeting, or a skyscraper, Daryl. You're going to something skyscraper. You're going to do business somewhere in a skyscraper. Is that what they call, like, a tall? Like the really tall buildings are called? Am I wrong?
It is.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a skyscraper.
Yes, Daryl, you will look forward. You will be either walking, you're going to be doing business there, or you're going to have an office there. Somewhere you're going to be, there's a skyscraper. That's probably where all the rich people be anyway. But anyway, you're going to be, there's a skyscraper. It's the tallest building in the city. I don't know what city that you're going to be in, but Daryl, it's the tallest building in that particular city. Jesus, do you want me to tell him? God, where is it? What's the location? I'm not for sure, but it's the tallest building, and you're going to be in that skyscraper, and you're going to do business. You're going to make business transactions. You're going to make business transactions. Do that. Only thing God is wanting you to do, Daryl, is just to do the right thing. Just do the right thing. If you got to stand alone, do the right thing. That's all. God just wants you to do the right thing. But business. I don't need you. You may even own the skyscraper. I'm not for sure, but God is going to do some wonderful things for you financially. So we thank you, Father, for that. I didn't mean to cut you off, but go ahead.
No, thank you, Felicia. I appreciate your words for me and Nicole, and letting us know and to stay on the right path. And this helps me out a lot to keep moving forward the way that I've been doing. And I love your show. And I thought I connected with you the first time we called your show.
Aww.
And you are continuing with this. And please keep doing what you're doing. I believe you are a blessing, and I receive you very much. Thank you,
thank you.
God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. Man, y'all can call back anytime. Man, y'all are the bomb. Y'all can call back anytime.
Thank you, Felicia. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank y'all. Man, wow. All right. Is there anything additional?
I just want you to be able to get to all the calls, and we'll be listening. Amen. Amen.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Love y'all. Bless you. Thank you for letting me pray for y'all. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Nicole, for letting me pray for y'all again. I appreciate you. It's fun. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Thanks, Felicia.
Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. All right. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Shandela Bosa. I'm trying to speed through, y'all. Here we go. Okay, the next caller. I think I'm kind of loud. I'm so loud. I think my neighbors, oh, Jesus, y'all pray that my neighbors don't complain about me because I'm kind of loud. I'm so excited, y'all, right? I'm excited. Anyway, let's move on to the next caller. Okay, so I have a 502-548. That's the number.
Hello?
Yes. Hello. 542-548.
Yeah, it's Greg from Kentucky.
Hey, Greg from Kentucky. Let me write your name down. Greg from Kentucky. All right. Thank you, Greg. All right, Greg. I'm going to put you on mute, okay?
Yep.
All right. Thank you for calling, Greg. Appreciate you. Okay, I'm going to mute you real quick here. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. God, thank you, Father, for Greg. Greg, I believe God is wanting you to minister. Minister to people. Father, what else would you have to say for Greg? Greg, I believe that God is wanting you to minister to people. Minister to people. Ministry. Prepare yourself to minister for ministry. Prepare yourself, Greg. Prepare yourself. Mekatala la bosa. Prepare yourself. And Greg, God is wanting to use you. Prepare yourself. You're going to be an example to show men how to love. To show men how to have compassion. To show men how to love other people. Prepare yourself, Greg. Prepare yourself. You may even maka mese le bose idoboshe de la rabose. Jesus, you may even be on a large, how do I say this? You may even be on a platform that is bigger than what you thought. Not because of you, but because God lives in you. You've allowed God to express himself through you. So prepare yourself for ministry. Prepare yourself for that. And I believe there's a platform that's coming for you. And you're going to help other men. Like, y'all need to, like the men, come on, y'all got to love the correct, y'all got to love like Jesus. And God is going to use you for that. So prepare yourself for that. Let God continue to do things in your heart that are, you know, to continue to work things in your heart. But prepare yourself for a platform. For a platform. We need people like you. Prepare yourself, Greg, for a platform. Okay? All right. I'm going to take you off of mute here. Where are you, Greg? Where'd you go? There you go. Okay. All right. I'll let you come on in and speak.
It's not the first I've heard something like that. So.
Oh, wow. All right.
I suppose I better prepare.
Yes, Greg, and it's coming quicker, so you're going to have to do, it's coming quicker than you think, quicker. Prepare yourself for that, a platform. Say, talabo, shit, talabo, say, lebase, lebase, lebose. God wants to use you in that way. Prepare yourself, and just be you, be who you are. Be who you are. I know sometimes it's hard to, you know, you get on the platform and you're shocked. You may not know, oh, my God, I didn't expect for it to be this big. Prepare yourself for that. To be, you know, expect big. Prepare yourself for that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. Larger than I thought, for sure.
Yeah. It's coming quicker. Is there anything else, Father? It's coming quicker. Is there any? It's a Kamato Rabba Jesus. There's going to be an encounter that you're going to have with the Lord. And you're going to know this was the presence of God. You're going to know that's going to be the encounter that you're going to have. Just prepare yourself for that. I mean, man, just prepare. I mean, people coming up to you telling you, you know, wow, Greg, you really, that man, that message, that what you said really just blessed me. Just really, God, I was this way, and now I heard what you had to say, and now I've changed. Like, God is going to use you to really change people. But you're also going to have an encounter with the Lord. That's going to be an encounter, a one-on-one with the Lord. Look for that. Pray about that. Pray for that. God, show me. What do you want? Mm-hmm. What's the encounter? An encounter that I believe you're going to have. But, yes, prepare for that platform and prepare to get a lot of attention. That's what it is. You know, when you get on a platform, Greg, that's, you know, you get attention. That's what it is. And so just stay humble, be humble, love the people. You know how to love people. You have a heart of compassion. Love the people, stay humble, and just expect once you get on the platform, when you get off, there's going to be a lot of people coming at you. You're going to have a lot of attention, and take that and receive that and just know this is the Lord's doing, and you are just here to do the Lord's work, and just know that people are looking for Jesus, and they saw him in you, and that's why they're coming to you. So keep that in mind, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You are the man, Greg. You're the man.
Wow. Yeah.
Get ready for it. It's coming quick. I say it's quickly. So, yeah.
Wow. Amen.
Amen, man, Greg.
I'm going to get ready.
You should. You should. Don't miss it. Don't miss it, Greg. Don't you miss it. Okay? Get in there.
I don't want to. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me pray for you. All right. Is there anything else, Greg? Do you have any requests or anything?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay.
I'm sure you got your line full. I'd let everybody else get a shot.
Oh, Greg, you're so kind. See, you already cut. I tell you the truth. Thank you, Greg. You're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Amen.
And you have a good night, okay?
Prepare,
okay? Have a good night, Greg.
You too.
All right. Okay. Good night. Okay. All right. We're chugging along, y'all. Chug-a-luck. We're chugging along, y'all. Okay. I'm going to move to the next caller here. All right. I have a 240482. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Valerie from North Carolina.
All righty. Hey, Valerie from North Carolina. I always have to write it down. Valerie from North Carolina. All right. Thank you, Valerie, for letting me pray for you. I'm going to put you on mute here. I'm just trying to, let's see here, keep up with everything. All right. Okay, so Valerie, I'm going to put you on mute. All righty, Father, we thank you for Valerie. Chele la bolsa. Valerie, I saw a big explosion. Woo, chele la bolsa. Chele la bolsa. A big explosion of something wonderful. Ooh, explosion, Valerie. Mako me chele la bolsa. Jesus, explosion. Father, what would you have to say about the explosion? Something just exploded on the inside of you. Something exploded in your life. Something that you know, Macatela la bolsa. That explosion may be breakthrough. You may be believing God for breakthrough. You may be believing God for breakthrough. That explosion, I believe, breakthrough. But I saw it from a distance, though. That's the thing. I got the explosion, but it's from a distance. It's like you're in front of me, but off to the side, I saw the explosion. So it's like, what is that like? Don't let me misinterpret this, Father. Oh, God, help me to interpret this correctly. I saw it was like an explosion. As soon as you went off, it's just explosion. You were off having a good time, and then there was this explosion that happened. What's the explosion? I believe you, Father. I and you are one. The explosion. And it wasn't shambles. It's not everything went into shambles. It's a good explosion. So whatever it is that you're believing for, it's like, I believe that may be the breakthrough, Valerie. That may be the breakthrough, God. Jesus. 12. I see a number 12. Is that a date? 12. The number 12. An explosion. But you were at a, amusement park, and then I see the explosion from the other side. Anyway, listen, you may have to pray about that one, Valerie, but I believe it's the breakthrough explosion that you were not looking for. It happened, and you weren't even looking for it, but it happened in another location. Breakthrough for you, Valerie. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough for you in Jesus' name. Father, heaven, I decree and declare heaven has come unto Valerie. Breakthrough for you. It may be that. I believe that's what that is. I'm going to put you on. I'm going to unmute you, Valerie, and let you, where are you? Okay, and let you come on in. And if there's anything else, we'll pray for something else. But there was an explosion. That's what I saw, Valerie. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. That was great. I will
so
definitely
like
have to pray. Trust in the Lord for breakthrough. Definitely.
That's yeah. It was an explosion, but it was off. It was in a location where you were not. I believe you were. You didn't think it was going to come from that particular place. You were busy doing your own thing, and all of a sudden, it exploded. And it exploded behind you. You didn't see it. Father, I agree with Valerie for breakthrough, for that which she is believing you, for breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Cause the enemy to be in shambles after it's all over with, Father. May Valerie know you. I'm not even gonna say may you know. You know it ain't nothing that I have to pray about. You know this is it. It has heaven. This thing has come unto you. It has happened unto you. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You didn't think it could happen to you, Valerie. You didn't think, well, my God, would this ever? You didn't think that this thing could happen to you, and it did. My cretella la bolsa. It did. You didn't think it could happen. It happened. It happened. It can happen unto you, Valerie. It will happen. Believe. Believe. It can happen. Breakthrough unto you in Jesus' name. But it already exploded. So it's what it is. I believe you, God, for breakthrough. I'm telling you, I believe you that this is the last year that you will suffer in terms of whatever that is. That I believe with you. I believe with you, Valerie. This is it.
Amen.
This is it. Today I'm just going on about my life. I'm thinking, well, God, I'm going to do this show. I'll never have a word or anything, but I believe God impressed upon my heart to pray for breakthrough for every person tonight. And I saw the explosion. I believe it's going to happen, Valerie. You may say, Kebando, I believe that breakthrough has happened unto you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you rejoice and you pray.
You rejoice and you dance
and you give God the glory. Breakthrough be unto you. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough be unto you. Breakthrough, Jesus, the miracles, miraculous breakthrough be unto you, Valerie. Valerie,
yes,
breakthrough.
No more negativity.
No more negativity. No more negativity in Jesus' name. Breakthrough. Makatela la bosa. The chains be broken in Jesus' name. Father, we believe you. We receive it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
May you come
Jesus
back,
name.
And
Amen.
I decree that you will come back and give us the testimony. You will come back. You may not even have to speak to me. You can call back and speak to whoever. Prophet Randy, you can come back and speak to Deborah. I think it's Deborah. You can come back and speak to Terrence and Tanisha. You can come back and speak to Carmen, whoever. You can come back and say, this is what happened. May it be that you will call this line back, and it won't be because of a request. It'll be because you want to share what the Lord has done in Jesus' name. Be it unto you. Valerie, I decree it, I declare it. You will not continue to call with a request. You will call back. There will be a point where you will call back to testify. This is what the Lord
Amen.
Has done in Jesus'
Thank
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, Beth. Is there anything else you want to pray?
That. Amen.
Amen.
No, that's...
Amen. 12. I don't know what 12 was. Valerie, I don't know. 12, something 12. What's your date of birth? I don't know. I'm not telling you to have anything to do with your date of birth. I'm just saying. I don't know. I saw the number 12. I don't know what that means, but you go pray and just believe God. You just believe God that breakthrough has happened unto you. Believe it. That breakthrough has happened. Just believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. Thank you for letting me pray for you. Appreciate you. God bless you. Bless you.
God bless you.
All right. And you have a good night, okay? Have a good night. You should have a good night
too.
Tonight. Have a good night. All right. Okay. All right. We're going to move on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Okay. We're going to move on to the next caller here. It's going to be, let me make sure I write it down so I don't mess up. Y'all know I be messing up sometimes. I think that I'm good and something. And I still mess up. Okay. Here we go. I have 910-709. Hallelujah. Who am I speaking with? Where you calling from?
Hi, Felicia. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hello, Sylvia from North Carolina. Oh, you're from North Carolina?
Hi.
No, what? All right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah. NC in the house. All right, Sylvia, I'm going to put you on mute here. I'm going to pray for you. Father, we thank you for Sylvia. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you that Sylvia is who she is. We thank you, God, that Sylvia is overcoming. She is overcoming by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, God, that Sylvia thinks she can be stopped, but she can't be stopped. You are unstoppable. You may not think that you're unstoppable, but you're unstoppable. We bless you, Father, that you have overcome. You have even overcome some people, Sylvia, and you don't even know it. You have overcome some people. You have overcome. There are some people that you have overcome in Jesus' name. Kise le baso come se ibo shaban de la voz, de la voz, de que la voz. Sylvia, you have overcome some things. You have overcome some things. Macatela la voz. And just know, Sylvia, you know, listen, life is going to happen to everybody. Nobody's life is perfect. Even when you become a Christian, you're now saved. Life happens to everybody. Everybody. Things happen to everybody. But God, I believe God wants you to know, Sylvia, you have overcome. You have overcome. You have overcome. You have overcome. Receive that. What are you believing God for right now, Sylvia? I believe God says to tell you, you have overcome. Just receive it. Just receive it. Walk in it. You've overcome. You've overcome. I don't know. Do you know anybody named, listen, I've done this before. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. Do you know anybody named Timothy? If you don't, let it go. We're not going to worry about it. But just tell me that. I'm going to unmute you here, Sylvia, and then I'm going to, if you have any requests, you make your request be known. We'll pray, okay? All right, here we go. I'm going to unmute. What? I'm going to unmute you, Sylvia. Bam, there you go. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You said Timothy?
If you do, yes.
Not right off. I know a lot of Timothy's from the past, but no one who's
okay.
You know, at
current.
The present stage.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's okay. That's all right. That's okay.
I know there's a reason you asked to bring the name up.
Oh, is it? Oh, you do?
Huh?
You do? You said you know the reason I'm bringing.
No. Yeah. You're saying his name. I'm sure that there is somebody, but I can't think of him. Maybe
okay.
Someone from the past. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So funny.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. What did you, is there anything you want to pray about, Tim?
No, I thank you for praying for breakthrough.
Yes.
I was actually calling the line to ask you. To pray for me for breakthrough.
Hey, hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on.
And you
Come
came
on.
Out with it.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. All right. Thank you, Father. That makes, oh, man. Woo, you don't know what that does for me, Sylvia. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you for praying.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you. Have a good night. Breakthrough unto you, Sylvia.
You
have
too.
A good night. All
thank
right.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right. Okay, bye-bye. All right. Here we go. Let's see here. I'm gonna try not to sing, y'all. I'm gonna try my best not to sing, okay? All right. So here we go. I'm gonna move on to the next caller. I have a 828-989. 828-929. No. 828-929.
Hi, Felicia.
Okay.
This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Oh, I didn't know. I had to move on. Thank you, Jennifer. I was about to move on. Okay. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Let me scratch this out. Okay. Jennifer came through. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay. From you said you're from NC. Oh, you're from NC as well, from North Carolina as well?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. North Carolina is in the house tonight. Okay. So let's pray for you, Jennifer. Okay. I'm going to put you on mute, pray for you, and then I'm going to unmute you. And if you have any requests, we'll pray for that request. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the cloud of glory over Jennifer. Jennifer, the favor of God is coming up on you. It is coming up on you. I don't know what you need, what you want. The favor of God is coming up on you. What do you want from the Lord? The favor of God is coming upon you. Something about a car. I don't know. You're going somewhere. You're doing something about a car. So we thank you, Father, that the favor of God is upon Jennifer. Meka Messi Lebosa. The favor of God. The mechanics, a car. The favor of God. Jennifer, the favor of God is coming. It's coming upon you. You will experience the favor of God like you've never had before. Jennifer, the favor of God. My core message, Jesus, is there a time frame for this? I'd like to get a time frame. The favor of God, Jennifer, is unto you. The favor. I mean, I'm telling you things happening. Wow. Just the cloud of glory. The glory of God. Jennifer, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. Mecca, I even see you praying for people. And then it just happens. They were praying for themselves, but when you prayed, that's when it happened. And it's not because God didn't hear their prayer and he heard yours. It's God wanting to show you that the favor of God is with you. It's upon you. Jennifer, the cloud of glory be upon you. God, is there anything else? The mechanics, a car. Jesus, favor. I mean, every prayer, Jennifer. Cain, Cain, C-A-N-E, what is that? Cain, C-A-N-E, Cain, I don't. Cain, C-A-N-E, I don't know what that would be, but the favor of God, a candy cane, barbershop. Oh, I'm just getting all kinds of stuff. I don't know. Jennifer, I'm getting all kinds of stuff. So, Father, we bless you that your favor is upon her so much. I don't know if it's a business, going into business, in business, trying to figure out, you know, am I an entrepreneur? Am I not? Or something. Somehow favor is going to be shown to you. Just favor, the cloud of glory. I mean, every prayer answer. No prayer. Every prayer you pray. With everything you say. In Jesus' name. And God is going to give you also tunnel vision. Tunnel vision that you could see ahead. You could see some things. Tunnel vision. God is giving you tunnel vision. Tunnel vision into some things. Jennifer, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about much of anything. Don't worry much about anything. Because you've called tonight, you believe God. You believe God, and God is with you. He is for you. The Lord be so good to you, Jennifer. Don't worry. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't mind my singing. Just listen to the words, Jennifer. Just listen to the words, okay? God be unto you. Me camasela la bolsa. You are favored. You are favored. You're favored. And you'll see. I don't know, something about a car and mechanics, but we'll see. I'm going to unmute you here, Jennifer, and we can pray for anything that you want to pray for, okay? Let me unmute you just a second. Let me. And Jennifer, you are unmuted.
Hi. I'm excited.
Me too.
I feel like I'm weak in my prayer life, but God definitely, His favor, He has shown me favor for so long. He's been so good.
Mm.
I just give Him glory for that. Give Him glory.
Wow. Mm.
I'm just so expectant. So expectant.
Yeah, He's going to bless you.
So I am a blessed woman.
Mm.
I am a blessed woman.
Already? Huh.
Yes, I am. Yes, He's redeeming things in my life, and everything, it seems like the things that I've lost, He's starting to redeem and just show His hand and His glory and power and His love.
Hmm.
I give Him glory for that. I'm excited.
Amen. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Don't you worry about a thing. That's what, don't you worry. Yes, don't you worry. Don't you worry, Jennifer. Don't you worry.
That
the cloud of glory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's the word He gave me yesterday. He told me not to worry, not to be anxious about anything. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was my morning time with Him yesterday, so, yes.
Oh,
confirmation.
Yes. I know sometimes we want more, but you have to live by the words, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you want more. Okay, God, I need more. But you just have to live by the words, the word of God. You just have to live by the word. And so that's beautiful. I'm glad you said that. I was kind of skeptical. Did I give her the right answer? Jesus, was that? Yeah, that was it. Thank you.
You did.
Bless you. Yes. You are favored. You are. Don't worry about nothing.
Yes.
I don't know. Are you married already? Are you married?
I am engaged to the love of my life. Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Man,
I just spoke
good.
With him. I think it's him. Greg, that teaching other men how to love. Yeah. I can testify to the way that he loves, and he loves selflessly and sacrificially, and that's why I'm a blessed woman. Yes.
You are, Jennifer, you are. Oh, what?
Yes.
That is so cool.
Very cool. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Don't you worry about nothing.
Yes. that is part of God's redemption is the love in my life. I've never really experienced love like he shows me. I was in an abusive marriage for 20 years, and God is just seems to be redeeming that through Greg, and just really showing me that I can trust again. And so God is good. He's good.
That is beautiful. Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. Man, the favor of God. Don't you worry. Girl, don't you worry.
I keep hearing the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, and my mind.
There you go.
See?
Yeah. That's it. You got the word then. You got what you, I hope you got what you need. And that's it, Jennifer. You.
Yes, thank you.
That's beautiful. Thank you for calling, Jennifer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I have my son with me. He's not really, he's new to the prophetic. He's 23. His name's Colin, and he's here. He's kind of listening, and I'm kind of got him to listen so his faith increases and, you know, just see what the Holy Spirit is all about. So if you could just pray for him really quick.
I sure will. All right. Amen. You said Colin. Did I get it right, Colin?
Yes,
of course we'll pray for you, Colin. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, Colin. Okay. All right, Father, we thank you and we bless you for Colin. We thank you, God, that Colin is your man. Colin is going to be a man of God. We bless you, Father. Colin is going to be a strong man of God for others who don't believe. Colin is the man, the man. Thank you, Jesus. Colin is made specifically for men who don't believe. Colin will be used. Thank you, Father. This is a man who will be used. Colin will be used to bring others to believe God. Colin will be used. Thank you, Father. We thank you. And then, God, we pray that you bless Colin to walk in his calling. Bless Colin to, I mean, completely in the calling. Yes, Colin can be used to bring other men to know that God is real, but Colin can also miss the call. So, Father, we pray that you gear Colin that he does not miss the call, miss the mark, miss it. His destiny to you. Part of his destiny is being used to bring other men of God to, not just women. Women can be included, but the main is men. Men. Colin will be used to bring other men to know that the Lord is real, like to encourage, to prove that God is real, like. He's going to be encouraged for that. Father, we thank you for Colin in that area. We thank you, God, that he won't be skeptical. He won't, you know, he's going to come to a place where actually skepticism won't even be a part of it. He may be skeptical, but skeptical now, but later on, he won't be. We bless you, Father. We bless you, God, that Colin will have people following him and looking unto him, and they will look and see and say that the Lord God is real because of Colin. It's almost like, what's his name? Doubting Thomas. Who was it? Doubting?
Yes.
He didn't believe Doubting until Thomas. They, yes. Colin will be using that, and probably God will use Colin even in some miracles at some point in life. It's almost like Colin will represent Jesus and other men will touch him and they'll come to know, my God, God is real. So we thank you, Father, and we bless you for that. Jesus got his man in the world. Jesus got his man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And Colin,
thank you.
You'll have a good job. You're going to have a good job. You're going to have a good job. A good job. You have a good job. Colin, you're going to have a good job. Whatever occupation, vocation, whichever. You have a good job, Colin. Yeah. Colin will have a good job. Thank you, Father, for setting his destiny. Colin will know the Lord. will not just, oh, I'm a Christian. No, Colin will know the Lord. Thank you,
yes.
Father. Thank you, God. Colin is everything that a man who doubted God in the beginning, and then they come to know that God is real. He is all of that. Thank you, Father. And you have a good job, Colin. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I have a good job. Thank you, Lord. I don't know why that's funny to me. It's just simple things. Like sometimes the God just gives us it's just simple things that makes me laugh. Like, really, God, why do I need to tell him that he'll have a good job? Just because. For whatever reason, God has to say that. And so we thank you, God, for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Protect Colin, God, all throughout his life. All throughout his life. Make him skirt every accident. Make him skirt everything that could have caused him hurt and harm and danger. He skirted every moment. He skirted all of it. Everything. He skirted every moment that could have brought him harm and hurt. Father, you set the destiny. You have set his destiny. And God, we ask you, keep his foot from being taken in Jesus' name. We bless you, God. Father, you are the one who makes it happen. And so we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And thank you, God, for his good job, too. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Amen. And amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, as a mother, you have me crying because he is a doubting Thomas. And my prayer has been that he won't be skeptical anymore. So, and he does stress about finding the perfect job. Yes, I think the Lord definitely wants him to know not to worry about that. So.
How, this is so cool. Jesus,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Right. Right. God,
isn't
God
that good?
Knows what we need to
do. Yes, yeah. Exactly. God is with Colin. Girl. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You so much. One day
Thank
he'll
you.
Be calling back with a testimony, and
I'm
going to
be glad, yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you so
much.
You. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
God bless.
Okay. Thank you. Bless you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Okay. All right. We're going to move on to the next caller. Wasn't that cool, y'all? Okay. Let's try to get it. Move on to the next one. I'm going to try it a little swiftly, y'all. All right. Next caller I have is going to be. Let me write it down here so that I don't forget. Okay, 605-390. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Carla, Arkansas.
Okay, let's see. Carla from Arkansas, from AK. All right, now, Carla. Okay, Carla, I'm going to put you on mute, okay? Pray for you and let you come back in. And if you have anything you want to pray about, Carla, I am here to pray with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you, Carla. Put you on mute here real quick. Okay, hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for Carla from Arkansas. Father God, you are good. You are good. Some kind of cauliflower. I don't know if you're a health eater or what that is, or you believe in God for healing or wholeness. Father, we thank you and we bless you, Father. We bless you for Carla. Do miracles for Carla. Do the miraculous for Carla. Do exactly what she needs you to do down to the detail of everything. Detail everything for Carla. I don't know if it's health, if it's a health issue, Father, we bless you. Asthma, whatever. It may not be asthma, Carla. It could be any kind of health, anything dealing with health. So we and eating correctly, eating right, Father, we thank you. We bless you that you are speaking to Carla, in terms of lifestyle. Lifestyle. And Carla, God is wanting to bless you with the best of everything. I don't know if you already got a husband or not, but Jesus, make her, if she got a husband, he's becoming the best. If he's already the best, he's becoming even better. If you don't have a husband, you're going to get the best for you in Jesus' name. Everything be the best. Nesta catena la vosaka. Carla, God is going to give you the best of everything, the best, nothing less but the best. You are going to have the best, nothing less. Jesus, who else can do it, Carla? Girl, who else can do it? Nobody but the Lord. No one but the Lord. What else? The best of everything. The best of everything. The best. Carla, the best. Who else can give you the best, girl? Nobody. Nobody. But the Lord. What do you want from the Lord? God, I want this. Watch and see it be the best, Carla. Restoration be unto you. Restorative. Restored back unto the Father as you should be. Restored. Restored in Jesus' name. Restore. You be restored. You be restored. The Father restore you, Carla. The Father restore you back unto himself as originated, back unto himself. The Father wants the best for you. Look up, Carla. Look up. Lift your eyes. Look up. Look over the field and see what the Lord has for you. Look up. Look up. Look up. Look up, Carla. Look up and look and see what the Lord has. The sun is shining so bright from a distance. Look up, Carla. Look and see what the Lord has. Look over the field, girl. Look over the fields. Look at, don't you see all of that? Don't you see all of what he got for you? And Father, again, breakthrough, I pray. Breakthrough for Carla, whatever she needs, breakthrough. Even if Carla needs to feel better about herself, break her through, Father. Break her through to feel better about herself, to look at herself as beautiful. And I can have the best. Yes, you can have the best. And not many days, you can have the best, even in not many days. You can, not many days, many days, many days. You can still have the best. Look up. Look over the field, Carla. The best is unto you. That God has prepared the best for you. Nothing less. I wish you would lose your self-esteem. No, you keep looking up. You bet not. The best is unto you. In Jesus' name. Carla, I'm going to take you off mute. Let you come on in here and give us. If you want to pray for something else, that's fine. We can do that. All right, Carla. And there you go. You are unmuted, Carla.
Okay. All of that was on point. I've been praying for healing for a long time, and I've seen some progress, but there's still a few things that's hanging on.
Wow.
I prayed about, you know, what to do. And just to make it quick, when I first got sick, you know, I'd been away from God for a long time, and you know, I heard him say, I heal people, and I got my Bible.
What?
And went to Jeremiah 30, restoration is promised. I'll heal you of your wounds and restore your health. And so I've come a long way. I've been calling in here for a few years now, and I've come a long way, but I've still got a few things left hanging on, and my self-esteem and everything went in the toilet with all this. And, you know, just recently, you know, I've been trying everything, diets and natural doctors and everything, and just recently it's like, you know, kind of like what you were saying, just look to God and take my focus off of this, because it'll just come. And you know, my marriage kind of went south with this, being sick and everything, and we've been separated for about a year, and he's got some issues, a lot of wounds and things, kind of narcissistic behavior. And that's one of the things I like to pray about, because I've kind of been going back and forth, because he's not, like, seeking God like I am. And, you know, I just have waited and waited and waited, and he leaves and comes back and leaves and comes back. And, you know, it's doing a lot to my emotional state. And so that's part of one of the things I like to pray for. I don't know which way to go with that. I've just been sitting here for 3 months waiting, and I'm like, okay, God, what's the next step? Because I'm not sure what to do now. But, you know, it's just a lot.
Yes. Well, I will say this to you, Carla. I don't know if this is this. I'm not giving you instructions telling you what to do. What I'm telling you is, Carla, I just saw cauliflower. I don't know if you need to eat that. if that's going to be a big, make a big difference in your health. But that's what I saw. That's the first thing, Carla. I thought it was kind of crazy. I said, oh, Jesus, what if she's not even concerned about health? But, well, I guess you could go back and hear that. I guess you know that you thought you heard me say cauliflower.
Yeah.
Because I just closed my eyes, and that's the first thing I saw, cauliflower. So I don't, you know, you pray about that. You pray about that. Maybe I don't know if God is wanting you to eat that or drink the cauliflower juice or something. I don't know, something with cauliflower in terms of your health. And then as far as your husband, I believe God is saying he's going to come around. He's going to come around because I felt it so strong when it came to the husband part. I felt it so strong. He's going to come around. God, I'm telling you that man is going to turn out to be the best husband. He's going to listen. Let me say this. I believe this is what I'm saying, that he's going to turn out to be the best husband. And then let's say he doesn't. Let's say he decides that he's not going to be the best husband because that's what God is calling him to be, okay? Let's say he doesn't. Y'all end up getting a divorce. If you have to get a divorce, I'm not for that. I'm saying we live in this world. If something happens, I'm telling you, you are going to end up either way with the best husband ever. Okay? I'm not praying. I'm praying. But I believe God is saying he's going to come around and he's going to snap out of it. And he's going to become the best husband because I felt it so strong.
Because he has a lot of good in him, even though he's got a lot of narcissistic behavior. But
mm-hmm.
when he left this time, you know, because usually I'll call him back and we just go through this whole thing over and over again. And, you know, I felt like God just told me this time to pray for him. And so that's what I've been doing. And so we'll see. But
I believe this man is going to snap out of it. And I know some people have these issues, these narcissistic issues, and it's beyond helping. Sometimes, like, you can help, but it takes a lot of work. But I believe this person, excuse me, in this situation, it's just that he's going to snap out of it. That's all. I believe he's just going to snap out of it. And he's just going to come. He's going to come to reality and just and say, what am I doing here? It's almost like the man in the Bible where, what's the guy? Oh, my goodness. I can't think of it right now. But I know it was like, what am I doing here? What am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why am I acting like a fool? That's what I see for him. Just one day, wait a minute, what in the world? Why have I been? I've been an idiot and coming around. And once that hits him, then he becomes the best man ever. Ever. And may you be able to testify. In Jesus' name. Whatever tie it is, Father, break it from him in Jesus' name. May this man come to know that it's better to be good than to be an idiot. It's better to be to sacrifice and make good sacrifices for your wife than to be on my own high horse. May he come to see that, know that. God, shine the light upon him. Let him see. God, turn the light on him. That's probably why I saw the sun arising, the light. I saw the sun arising, and that could be what that was. I saw the sun coming. Look up. Maybe that's what that was. There was a light coming. He's going to see the light. He is going to see the light. This man is going to see the light. He's going to see it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. He's going to see it. And it's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious. I'm telling you, he's going to be the best man. You talk about the best man at your wedding, he's going to be the best man husband. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I receive that.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. You call back anytime. You call back anytime, God. Hallelujah. Let me just give me a second. Let me just make sure there's any more additional details. I told God I want some details tonight. I mean, I'm getting details, but I want more details. Can I ask you a question? No, don't give me his name. So anyway, I'm going to let you move on before I go too far and dig, attempt to dig too deep, and you're going too far, Felicia. I'm going to let you move on. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for letting me pray for you, okay? I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. Okay, have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. All right. Okay, here I am. I'm going to move on to the next caller, which I have is going to be 803-991. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia. It's Angela, South Carolina.
Hey. Okay. Hey, Angela from South Carolina. I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking, Angela from South Carolina. Okay, Angela from South Carolina. I have to write your name. Oh, Lord, I can't read my own handwriting. Jesus. Okay, Angela, my own handwriting, girl. I can't read it. Let me put you on mute, Angela, and then I'll pray for you. Then I'll pray for you, okay? All right.
All right.
I bet y'all say, Felicia, girl, if you don't get it together tonight, hallelujah, Father. We thank you for Angela from South Carolina. We bless your Father. We thank you, Angela. Thank you, Father. Angela, I see a baby bottle. Girl, I don't know what that means. Do you want a baby? I don't know, but I see a baby bottle. Father, we bless you. We thank you for Angela. We thank you for her calling in. And this baby bottle, a baby bottle, Father, what would you want to communicate to Angela tonight in terms of that? A baby bottle. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Angela, you are the Father's delight. He loves you. He loves you. The Lord loves you. You are the Lord's delight. Hallelujah. He cares for you. But this baby bottle, Father, a baby bottle, are you wanting a child? Are you, are you wanting a child? I just see a baby bottle, a child. But the baby bottle is not a newborn baby bottle, though. It's a two-year-old bottle. You know how they have, when you have a newborn bottle, they're small. But when you have by the time the kids hit, one year old, one and a half, I'm not for sure. I don't have children, so I'm not for sure. But they have, the bottle gets bigger as they get older. So maybe, I don't know, do two-year-olds suck off of a bottle? I don't know. Do they? I don't know. But I just see a white bottle. And so, Father, whatever that is, I bless you for that, God. Whatever you want to communicate to her, God, I am here to interpret. A bottle, a baby bottle. Wah, like that, like a baby bottle. I'm not getting anything additional. So, Ashley, I'm going to unmute you, okay, and let you come on the line, okay? Because that's all I got for that one. All right, Angela, there you are. I've unmuted you.
Okay. I don't have anything for that either. I don't want kids, so I don't know what that could be.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you married?
No. Mm-mm.
You're not married? Okay.
No,
okay.
You gave me a lot of prophecies previously about my future husband, but
You
had told me back in May or June, you said something was going to happen around May or June for sure. But just briefly, like in May, my best friend, her ex-husband, was murdered. And then the month of June, I did speak to someone that I was previously talking to, but we're not together or anything. But no, I don't have no children. I have a lot of nieces and nephews, but, I don't know what that means right now. So,
okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, that may be, I guess it's futuristic. So you pray about that one, because I don't even know what that. I didn't even get the interpretation on that one. I don't know. I struggle with that one. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I struggle with that one. I just keep getting is this baby bottle. So we're gonna put that in the future. In Jesus, I don't know what that is. But
Thanks.
So do you have any requests?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, me either.
Well, you can pray for my brother-in-law. His name is Khalif.
Khalif, what is he? Khalif?
Yes, yeah, Charles. You can call him Charles.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we pray for Charles. We thank you, God, that, let's see here. God, thank you. We bless you for Charles. We thank you, God, that you are with Charles. Obviously, you're with him because she's praying. She's putting in a request of prayer for him. So, God, we thank you that you address Charles. Thank you that you address Charles. Charles. Hallelujah, Charles. A boxing match. Father, thank you that you bless Charles to walk in his destiny as well. I'm not for sure, but Charles may be at some point involved with us. He may not be. I see Charles being like involved. Like he's not a Mike Tyson or anything, a boxer or anything like that. But he may have some connections to that type of a business. So we bless you, Father. We thank you that you are, you know, strategically place Charles in the right place at the right time, that he can make the right connections and make the right business transactions and business deals. Father, we pray that you bless Charles to be a man of honesty, a man of integrity, a man who would do that which is accordingly, a man of integrity. Thank you, God, and that he'll make lots of money, but it'll be through his integrity, He'll make business deals and do business things. Like Don Juan, is it Don? Who was Mike Tyson's manager? Don. He'll be a manager, like a manager, a business manager, and he'll make the right decisions and make a lot of money. So we thank you, Father, for that. Bless you, Jesus, for her relative. Bless you, God. We thank you, God. We bless you, and we seal that in Jesus. And let it be so. Let it not falter. Let it not falter. Let him not falter that. Let him not, God, keep him from faltering that. Keep him from faltering that. May he walk in that in Jesus' name. And I believe your whole family is going to be blessed for that. It's going to be blessed as a result of that. How old is he? Thank you, Father.
He's probably like about late 50s.
Late 50s? He can still do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, he can still mm-hmm. do some things. Don't think that things can't happen. You can make a deal with a person from a distance and make another deal. The point is, don't give up. He shouldn't give up.
Right.
He can make a deal.
Amen.
And it'll be a blessing from here until he is no more. So I believe he's going to make a deal, some kind of transaction that's going to happen for him, a business transaction.
Thank you.
That's going to bring him a lot of money at some point. Some kind of business transaction he'll make. I don't know if he's into sports or not. He may not be, but somehow a business transaction that he's going to do that's going to bring him some money.
He does a lot of business with people.
Oh, he does already? Are you serious?
Yeah, he does a lot. He's a jack of all trades, kind of, so to speak. So, yeah, that's right on target.
Well,
yes.
Good. Yes, that is beautiful.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yes. See, and with this one here, I see it's involving boxing. Boxing.
Wow.
I don't know how that's going to happen or how, but I'm saying I just see boxing. Like, yeah, he's going to make a deal, and it's going to be a big break. So a big financial break for him. That is so cool. I'm glad you said that.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Father. We are on it tonight, aren't we, girl?
Yes. You know, some other stuff that was right on target, too, since I had already talked to him about, you know, having integrity with stuff he do. So that's everything is you on head. You hit the hand, what say, the hammer on the head, the nail on the head.
Oh,
yes.
Good. That is good.
That, everything you said is confirmation.
That is good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for speaking.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And your husband is coming.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Your husband
is
coming.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't you lose. Your husband is coming. Your husband is coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Your husband is coming, girl. He's coming. Don't
Thank
you? He is coming. Your husband is coming. Your husband is coming.
Yes.
And maybe you don't want no children, but he might want a child. So I'm gonna let you go.
Okay, Felicia, thank you so much. God, same to you. God bless you. Your husband is coming also.
Thank you, Angela. Appreciate you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
All right. Bless you. Have a good night.
Okay. You too.
Okay,
thanks.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Wasn't that cool, y'all? That was so cool. You know, sometimes you start praying for people and you think you're getting the word and you're not for sure, and then they come along and let you know that was it. It's always a blessing. Okay, I want to move on. Let me see. Let's see. Quickly. Here I go. Well, I keep saying quickly. I know y'all probably, but you're not moving quickly. I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying. Just bear with me, please. Okay. I have a 717-217. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Hello. This is Anita calling from Pennsylvania.
Anita?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you say from Pennsylvania?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, Anita from Pennsylvania. Hallelujah. Okay, Anita, let me go ahead and put you on mute, pray for you, and then come back in and see if you have any requests to pray that you want me to agree with you on, and that we'll do that, okay? Let me put you on mute, Anita.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Hold on. Okay. Anita from Pennsylvania, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Anita, I see like a fence. Father, we bless you. I see you like you're inside of a fence. Do you feel fenced in? Do you feel like, oh, listen, that word can go for anybody. We all probably feel fenced in at some point in time. But I see a fence around a house. There's a fence, and I see there's dogs inside the fence barking. A fence around a house. A fence, but I almost think that you feel like you're fenced in. You can see the outside, but it's like you just can't get past the doggone fence. You can see what you believe in God to do this particular thing or to get this particular thing. You can see it, but it's like you can't get there. Can I get there, Jesus? I can see it. I just can't see the gate. So I feel, I believe, I sense that that's kind of like for you, you can't get there, Father. But tonight, we pray for a meketele bosekir. Is cooking a part of your thing, Anita? Do you like cooking? I'm not for sure. If you don't, then that's okay. Don't worry about it, Anita. But cooking, maybe. But, Father, we pray tonight. This is the night I pray for everyone. I want people to get their breakthrough. Anita, may you break through tonight in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, breakthrough be unto you, Anita. Whatever you're trying to reach for, it's like that. You're trying to reach for it. You can see it, but it's just like it's not happening. Like you want to scream. It's not happening. It's just not. Jesus. Breakthrough be unto you tonight. I'm telling you, I believe breakthrough. I'm believing God that everybody's going to call Prophet Randy and tell him, I got my breakthrough. It happened. It has happened unto me. And Anita, you are tonight. Tag, you are it, girl. Breakthrough be unto you in Jesus' name. Do you have children? Children, a family, Jesus, breakthrough. Father, what else would you say for Anita tonight? And I'll share. I'll say, well, God, whatever you want me to say, I'll say it. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. I am breakthrough. I am here for you. Breakthrough. You'll see. You about to see how bad God is. Breakthrough. Nothing less. Breakthrough. May your house never be the same. May your house, your family, may they never be the same. Your family never be the same. Breakthrough. You will know what it is to have the best family. Breakthrough. May your family never be the same. Never be the same. Never, never. Heaven, I'm here. Heaven has come unto you. May your family never be the same. Letters, writing letters, writing letters. Something about writing letters, writing. You'll write. Somehow there'll be a moment where you'll write and just begin to write how, I believe, how lovely family is. You begin to write. Something about writing, right? You'll begin to write how lovely the family, just this is writing about your family. You never be the same. God wants you to have good connections and relationships. Eggs. Are you a cook? Are you into cooking? Cooking? Do you cook for... A good family life be unto you, Anita. A good family life. Whether you have to pick up and move somewhere else or whether you're going to stay where you are. God is with you. He is for you. You watch and see. God is going to make sure everything is okay. Breakthrough unto you. And once this, you begin to see, my God, this is breakthrough. It's really happened. It'll never be the same again. It'll never be what it was. Your family will never be. You will never be what you were before. You will never, never, ever, ever be what you were before. Never. Probably to the point that I'm telling you, you're going to write. What happened? You're going to write about it. You're going to write. I'm not saying you're going to write a book. I don't know. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you. I just see you writing. You're going to write about this. Like, this. My God, this breakthrough really happened to me. My family is no longer the same. My God. It's happening. It's happening in Jesus' name. You breakthrough. May the fence break through in Jesus' name. I'm going to take you off of mute. If you have anything to pray for, Anita, we'll pray for it, okay? Let me take you off of mute here, and there you go. You're off of mute.
Okay. I want to say talking about a fence. Yes, my house is in a fence. I do have dogs, but where my husband is, we do have dogs. And I love cooking. And yes, I do have children and grandchildren, and I have a desire to write.
I'm sorry, I
have a desire. I have a desire to write. Yes. I have a desire to write. And I love family. I love family. I'm a family person. I love family.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. You will never be. Hallelujah. How beautiful.
Thank you,
so Lord. We describe you tonight. We describe you.
Yes, you did.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father.
But I have a prayer request.
Yes.
To pray for my husband's business.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a farming business, and it's kind of tough a little bit. And so I just want us for you to pray that God would give us insight how we can move forward with the business.
With the family business. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus. Thank you. Father, we thank you for the family business. God, you want family to do business because you want family to do good and prosper. So I see north. I see the word north. I don't know if God just says to go up. It's going up. It's going up. North. I'm telling you, breakthrough unto you. Breakthrough. This family will never be the same. Breakthrough. N-O-R-T. Doesn't that spell north? North. I believe. North. I believe I heard north, the word north, and I believe God is saying up, 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 up. So Father, we pray for that. We pray, God, for this business to go up, 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 up. Increase, 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 increase in Jesus' name. And if you all, and if you have to make, and Father, listen, if you have to make some changes, critique a little bit, bless them to be open to making the critiques, the changes, to just you know, a little tweak here, a little tweak there, a little something something, a little something something there, and then all of a sudden things begin to flourish out of nowhere. So we thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. God wants you. God wants a family business. That's a God thing. That's a God thing. And so Father, we bless you. I believe God is saying that as you make the changes that need to be done to the business, the thing this thing will go up, up, up. North. I got north in Jesus' name. North. This thing will go north and north. And be not afraid, mm-hmm. even if north means geographically. Okay?
Okay.
Be not afraid. Be not afraid that even if north means geographically. So we thank you, Father, for that. If you do some talk, I believe God is going to prosper this thing. I'm telling you, I believe your family will no longer be the same. Breakthrough, even in the business. You'll see, I believe, tonight, no longer be the same in Jesus' name. I deliver your word. I deliver that unto them. I deliver that, Father. Heaven has come unto your family in Jesus' name. Not that you didn't already have heaven because you're a Christian just like I am.
Yes.
But heaven has come unto you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. Yeah. I will. Thank you. I'm already having a beautiful evening. Thank you so much. And appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Have a good night. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So I'm going to move on. Okay. So I'm going to move on here. I have the next one. Uh-oh. Where am I? Did I just lose the person? Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I have it right here. Okay, so I have the next person with their hand up is going to be at 804-204-218. Who am I speaking with? The way you call it from, please? Ew. 804-218. No. Okay, I'm going to call it one more time. 804-218. Okay. Okay, I'm going to come back to you just in case you may be having technical issues. Okay, I'm going to put you on mute and I'll go back to you. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Okay, so I have a 206-377. Who am I speaking with and where you call it from, please?
Hi, Kalisha. It's Gina from Washington State.
Hello, Gina from Washington State. Let me put you in, Gina.
Hey.
Okay. Hello again from Washington. All righty, Gina. Okay, Gina, I'm going to put you on mute, and here we go, okay? Let's see here. Hold on, Gina. Y'all just, if I struggle a little bit, y'all just bear with me, okay? Okay, Gina, I'll put you on mute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on, Felicia, get it together for the 10th time. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for Gina. Hallelujah. Gina. Miko talalabosa, kelalabosa. Gina, are you a speaker? I believe God wants to use you as a speaker to speak to many souls, many people, many souls. Miko talalabosa, many souls, Gina. Many souls, Gina. Like you, I see like you in this huge church. With like thousands of people all around listening to you. I don't know, you may be, I'm not saying that you are, what am I saying? I'm saying you could just be giving a testimony to encourage people. Who knows? I don't know, but like a speaker, like you're speaking at a church. I just see you speaking at a church with all these people. And you're like high above, you're elevated And you're at and you're just speaking at this church, and you're encouraging the souls of so many people who need it, Gina. They need it. They need it. It's like you're like water to their soul, like water to a dry soul. And Gina, I see you even, I mean, just giving prophetic words, prophesying. I mean, more prophesying, just giving water to a thirsty soul. Gina, that be you. That be you. You may be like small, you know, in terms of like, it may just be a few people now, but it's like, I see you being elevated in this somewhere, someone's church. Is there a name of the church, God? I don't know. It may be multiple churches, so there may not be one specific name of the church, I guess, but you're just being elevated at a church and giving water to these thirsty souls. Don't worry about your own problems, Gina. Just minister to the people. And as you minister to the people, you watch and see your own life becomes renewed. And whatever you believe in God for now, breakthrough be unto you, Gina. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. That you may minister freely without any hassle, without any hesitation. Without that you may minister to the people freely without worrying about what's going on. Breakthrough be unto you. The good life be unto you, that you can minister to the people freely. That you can minister freely, Gina, and not have to worry about anything. Anything? Anything. I'm telling you, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is giving. I'm telling to everybody tonight, I believe heaven is coming to everybody tonight. And if you're not, this word is for you, Jen. Let me give it to you because I was about to go continue on, but this is for you. I believe you are going to be ministered in a place and you're going to be elevated. And you don't have, but you're not going to have, listen, God is going to make it to where you ain't going to have to worry about none of you. Whatever is going on, no, you don't have to worry. Don't worry about nothing. You just minister. And everything will work out. Everything is going to work out. And I don't know if you need, if there's something lacking in terms of maybe financially that you would need, Father, I pray that you supply that. God, give her the abundance. Let it come from nowhere. Let it come out of nowhere. Just, I mean, what, no, nowhere in terms of, oh, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even know that could happen. I didn't. In Jesus' name. I'm going to unmute you here, Gina, and let you come on and let me unmute you. And then if you want something to pray, as usual, I always say this. I don't repeat myself a lot, but we can pray for anything you want to pray about. Hallelujah. There you go.
Hey, Felicia. yeah, that was great. I mean, I'm not a speaker, but at the same time, I feel like God does use me. Maybe that will happen later, but I feel like God does use me, like even at my work. I'm an x-ray tech, so like randomly, like I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm able, God helps me like reach out to people like, oh, you might need a miracle, you know, something like that, you know, like maybe you want a miracle, you know, something like that. I'll just say it kind of like that. Like, randomly. And then sometimes they'll be like, yeah, you know, it just depends. Like, I work at a very liberal place, if that makes sense. Like, especially plus Washington State is pretty liberal. But so we obviously have to be kind of careful. You can't be like, you're preaching to them, you know. So, like, yeah. I mean, like, I feel like at work even God uses me to reach out to people. And it's not like necessarily every day, but quite a bit, you know. But I don't know. I never thought of myself as like the speaker kind of person. But hey, you never know. I mean, if God wants me to do that, I'll do that someday. You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe, Gina, that's the reason why I believe what I was trying to say is I'm not saying that you're going to be a preacher, but it may be a one-time testimony type of a thing. That's why I believe I got that. I don't know, you can anytime go back and listen to the word because, of course, you know, these will be on the site. But that's why I believe I was getting that we're not, you know, it's not so much of a regular, but there will be a moment where you're going to be able to come in and just speak to so and give so many people. Just it may be a one-time thing. It may be a two, three times. But just I just see you elevated in this big, huge church. That's what I saw. You pray about it in the future at some point. I mean, God does amazing things. But I just see you elevated in this huge church. And it may just be one time that you need to go and feed these people, give these people a drink of water. Because maybe I believe that they have been used to the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old, same old, same old. But then here you come, and it's refreshing. God is going to use you to refresh people, to refresh the people. And also, Gina, it also, you know, in addition to that, it could be also that you will be used to bless so many people that you come in contact with. And I almost feel like you may not know that you're making an impact, but you are. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's encouraging, and that's really cool. Oh, Felicia, I only talked to you once, so just so you know, like, so last time I talked to you was probably mm-hmm. like a month and a half ago. You told okay. me like, you told me like you saw like a tree shaking, and then you saw like some eyes behind the tree, and they were trying to kind of maybe scare me, watch me, or whatever. And I first, I'm not gonna say who it was on here because everyone's listening. You know what I'm trying to say, but someone's name came into my mind. Well, I thought of this person, but then I just wasn't sure. So you're like, they might be trying to scare you or whatever, something, you know. And then like, so I kept thinking about it, and then you said something else that was like totally like because I was like about moving and stuff, and that was something I was praying about. Anyway, so that mm-hmm. helped me. But so about a week and a day later, because it was on a Friday, you were filming for LaShawn. I kept praying about it. I was like, God, whose eyes are they? And then I started thinking, like, initially, it's so, my mind kind of was doing weird things, like maybe it's my eyes hiding, you know, like some, you know, weird stuff.
Yeah, you thought, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Show me whose eyes they were, you know, and you know, help me know. And then a week and a day later, like on a Saturday, it all came to pass. I figured it out completely. Like, I knew who was trying to scare me. They threatened me. Like, it everything just, but it's fine. It's all fine. But it's the weirdest thing is, like, when you were even telling me, I was like, what color are the eyes? But you're like, I don't know. I just seen eyes. But I thought of that person. But then I wasn't sure later. I was like, oh, you know, I just wasn't sure. And then, you know, anyways, it all came to pass. It was really cool. I just want to tell you that.
Without getting anybody
yeah,
in trouble.
Super cool.
Yeah.
It was super cool. Yeah. Yeah.
That is cool.
I just don't want to give out details or anything because it's kind of weird, you know, but it's all fine. But it's just so you know, like, because it seems strange. But I was like, okay, kind of makes sense. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Totally came to pass. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lord, for giving it to us. Thank you, Jesus. That you gave that to us. I had no clue. I don't know. I just know what I see.
I had a coworker at my work. She's like, you know, very Christian. Like, she's like in like she's a good amount. She's quite a bit older than me. I'm in my 30s still, but she's like in her early 60s. But she's like, she thought that was a little bit off, but she didn't say nothing. But then the moving thing was like, yeah, that's totally on. And then she didn't say much, but she kind of thought it was off. But then I'm like, God, reveal it to me, reveal it to me, because I wasn't sure. And then, bam, it totally was revealed. Like, full on.
Wow.
It was cool. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. How cool is that? Don't you love that?
It was super cool, yeah. Because it didn't make it made sense, but it didn't. And then it did, you know. Yeah.
God is looking out for you.
So
God is looking out for you. No,
Felicia,
that
so
was
encouraging.
Yeah,
and everybody on here is encouraging. But, yeah, it's super cool. Like, I tried talking to you last time, but you couldn't get to me anyways. But, but yeah,
I'm
glad you got me. Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad you got me.
See, and that encourages me to keep going. It encourages me. You know, thank you so much. That encourages me because sometimes, sometimes you're given a word and you're not for sure. Yeah. Jesus, are you really saying? And then, you know, when you come forth and you say that, and it blesses us for you to come back and let us know how that word worked out, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I told my family about it. Yeah, I had my sister listen, but I was like, yep, I think I know whose eyes, but I'm not going to tell you. I just don't want to tell anybody. Like, it's weird, but I'm like, yep, it all came to pass, you know? But once again, I don't want to get people involved and stuff. And it's not much of a big deal, but yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Like, it helped me know, you know? And it's all fine, you know?
Oh, thank you, Lord, for showing that to us.
Yes,
and you get ready to mount this platform. I don't know where you're going to be at, who's going to ask you or what's going to happen, but at some point in life, you will, I believe you will be before these people, you know, just giving water to a thirsty soul. These people are going to need to hear something fresh and new, and it's going to come from you.
That's cool. Yeah, that's... Like if I think of myself right now, it's almost like, whoa, hard to believe. But at the same time, God can do anything. Yeah. And not even that. I do think he uses me anyway. You know what I mean? Like little small interactions and stuff, kind of maybe on the daily, maybe, you know, not quite daily, but you know.
Yeah. And, you know, and let me say it this way. I said I saw you in a church, but let me change that. It may not, I apologize for that. It may not, because I assume that it was a church, but it may, because I'm doing a Christian thing, it may not even be a church. It may be a business type of a thing. It may be a business thing. I assume that it was a church, Gina, and it may not be a church. So forgive me. It could be a conference type of a thing. But whatever it is, Gina, you're going to be before the people. Whether it's a conference, a church, a business conference, whatever, somehow they're going to choose you to go forth and speak. You're the one. And so you're the one. And so, you know, when that moment come about, you almost probably will feel like, what, me? No, yes, you, and you. Yes, Gina, you. And you, and you, and you. So, and it's because this is God wants to place you there. It's not because of anything else. It's simply because God wants to place you there. This is who God chose to use in that moment. And there may be a couple people who are going to get jealous, but that's okay. You know what to do. You walk uprightly before the people. You're going to know who's jealous of you. You're going to know it. You're going to know. You are going to know who's jealous. You will know, but you know to do the right thing. Continue on in the Lord. You know that, Jim. You know. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thanks, Felicia. That's encouraging. Yeah, I wish you were on more, honestly. Maybe
thank you. You know what? I knew I liked you.
Well, you make things so easy, you know? Like, I don't know. It's cool. But all you guys are cool, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's cool. But plus, I don't know if you remember, but I was the one that you accidentally impressed. But what you said really helped. Yeah, that was me, yeah. Yeah. I was so nervous. I re-listened to it so many times, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't give her – like, I was interrupting her so much. I was like, dang it, she could have told me more things, but I was, like, interrupting her because I was like, you know. I was, like, anxious but nervous but excited. I don't know. It was kind of crazy. But now I'm like, I need to be quiet, you know, try to have her – you know. You know what I'm saying.
I remember you now. Yes, I wasn't the – I clicked on you by accident, but you were so nice because you didn't even have your hand up, and I did it anyway. But I did it by accident, of course, but you were so nice about it, and thank you again for that. Thank you for being sweet.
No, I'm so glad you did it because it really helped me because I was like, da-da-da, later, listening. Because I was like I said, at a place because it's earlier here than it is at most places from most of the people that call. But, yeah, so I was like, oh, I'm going to do it, you know. But anyway, so it was cool. I was just kind of like, oh, I'm all about like, oh, God, you know, pressed it. Or, you know, like, I'm kind of like that sometimes. But anyways.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was cool. Yeah. That was the one. Felicia, would you be able to do a testimony? Like, not a testimony, a prophecy for my mom, if you don't mind?
Sure, I can pray for your mom. No problem. What's your mom's name?
It's Luda, Luda.
Luda. I think we struggled with that last time, but I think I did. Luda. Yeah, we can pray for Luda. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for letting me pray for your mom. Appreciate it. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God, for Luda. Hallelujah. God, I always love to say God wants the best. Father, we thank you for Luda. Bless you. Jesus, Luda is behind everything. Luda has a good heart. We thank you, God. Behind everything, her heart is right. Luda may do some things that, why are you doing? It doesn't matter. The point is, Luda actually has, the heart of Luda is really good. Really good. She just has desires that are, she just has the right, righteous in terms of like, she's righteous on the, deep on the inside. She's a righteous woman. We bless your Father. She's a righteous woman. I don't care what she do. I don't care what she says. She's a righteous woman. I don't care what she do. She's a righteous woman. She's righteous. Kisa kabakato masela labo seke. She's a righteous woman. She's righteous. Her heart is in the right place. She just wants certain. She wants certain things. It may, you may be in disagreement with it, but it doesn't mean that she, her intentions are wrong. Her intentions, she her intentions are correct. Or, you know, she has right intentions. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Luda. We bless you, God. We ask you. We ask you, God. Let Luda be in the best health ever. 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 Give her the best of the best doctors, nurses, when she needs to go get a checkup, when she needs to go get looked at. And I mean, just when you do a regular, you know, we do all, you know, everybody has to go get their checkups. Let her get the best, the best. I don't care if she treats, she was, you know, she kind of wasn't very nice. I don't care. Her heart is right. Her heart is right. She don't mean to be mean and or manipulative, whatever. She don't. The point is, that's what she thinks that she has to do. But she really has a good heart. Thank you, Father, for her good heart. We bless you, God, that she's a good woman. I don't care what they think. She's a good woman. Sometimes, that's a lot of people. You know, we do certain things and people think that we're not good. No, we have a good heart. Sometimes we just don't know what else to do to get what we want, to get what we desire. And sometimes she's that way. And so we bless you, God, that you give her a knowledge, a reckoning that, wait a minute, I'm always doing this, but let me just try to do it a different way and give her the results to say, yeah, let's kind of change how we do things and how we handle people. And then maybe we'll get what we want. Or if we don't get what we want, Luda, you can still be happy. Father, make Luda happy. Make her happy. Make her happy. Make her happy. Make her to smile. Even when things aren't going the way she wants them to go, she can still smile. Make her to come to know, you know what? That ain't what I wanted, but, you know, hey. Life is still good to me. I still have a good life. So we bless you, God. Give her everything that she wants in terms of that which is good for her, that which is right for her. And when she needs to back off, give her the wisdom, the understanding, God, to just back off a little bit and allow things to just play out the way that life plays out. Bless her, God. Protect her at all times, wherever she go, whatever she do. Make sure, God, that you surround her with people who will, if something bad begins to happen, you got her surrounded by people that will help her, people that would assist her. You know, when nobody else, when her family is not there and can't be there for her, God, surround her with people. compassionate people who would support, who would come to her rescue. Let her never suffer long. Let her never be in pain long. Let her never suffer long. Let there always be someone there, Father, to come to her rescue. And I believe that you are doing it, God, and you will do it. You will continue to do it. She will not be a woman who will live a life of pain and hurt, but she will be a woman who at some point, she will be a woman who will continue this life in good health, painless, no pain, no pain, and no pain. I don't care what it is now. It's coming to just good life of no pain, no pain, and no pain. No pain mentally, no pain physically. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Felisa. Yeah, because she was diagnosed with cancer, but she's good. Like then she started, you know, getting a lot better. But anyway, she just recently started taking this medication, which she was kind of hesitant about for a while. And she's like, I feel like God, you know, I feel like I should take it anyway. So it all makes sense. And God has promised her that he's going to heal her and that he's healed her. And then like a lot of us and, you know, different people. So no, that's really good. That's very encouraging.
Well, thank you, Lord.
Yeah. It's on a lot of levels. So a few different levels. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a good woman. She's good.
She's definitely a good woman. Yeah, she has a good heart. Yeah, for a fact. Yeah, she's a good mom, and she's good to people. She helps people, and I don't know. She definitely has a heart for God. Felisa, can you pray for one person? But I don't want to say his name. Can I make up another name? Just one.
Yeah, you don't have to say the name.
Okay. So could you pray for one person? It's a guy.
Okay, and that's your.
It's just someone.
Let's give him a name. Let's say Mike.
It's a fake name. It's a fake name, but I'll just say Mike. But that's not his name.
Okay. How about this? Can we just say your friend? We'll just say your friend.
Okay. My friend. Yeah. Or
okay.
Not really my friend, but someone I know. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's not your friend.
No, it's not my friend, but it's someone I know. Anyways, it's a long story, but I don't want to say it on here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry.
All right, it's okay. No, it's all right. We can pray for anybody, okay? That's what we're here for, to pray for people. And I pray that I bless this person. I bless this guy. We thank you, Father. China. We bless you, God. China. China. Hallelujah, Father. Bless you. This person maybe will travel to China. Thank you, God, for who this person is, the impact that he has in Gina's life to where she wants to pray for him. God, you know him. You see him. You know what she wants for him, what he needs. And so we pray, God, that you meet his need. We pray that you meet the need of this person, the very thing that he needs. This may be a traveling person overseas, over the waters. This may be a traveling person to China, maybe, to China, back and forth. Thank you, Father. This person may be a traveling person to China. And as they do, God, we thank you for their protection. We thank you, God, that you do the miraculous. We bless you. You are a God who sees, knows everything, all things, nothing. There is nothing that you do not know. Your arm is not too short. There's nothing that you do not know, nowhere you cannot go or touch. Thank you, Father, for this person, for this guy. And as whatever that is that you have, God, if that's his destiny, China. Something to do with China. Bless him, God. Use that to bring this person into a close relationship with Jesus, with the Father, knowing that there is only one and true living God, Jesus Christ. In your name, Father, we pray. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, he's not a Christian, so that makes sense, you know. And I don't know about the China thing, but hey, God knows, you know, or, you know, something.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So that totally makes sense. But thank you, Felicia. That's
yeah.
Cool. I just, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to say too much on here, you know, because it's like, you know, everyone's listening, you know, stuff like that, you know. But
uh-huh.
I'm kind of strange about that. But, yeah, no, that's cool.
Okay.
Thank you so much
okay.
for everything.
Yes,
it's
you are
really
so welcome.
Fun to listen to. Yeah, thank you. And I know you have a lot of other people, so.
Well, thank you, Gina. Thank you. And thank you for your kind words. I appreciate that. That makes me feel good. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, bye. You too. All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay. Now I'm going to go back to the caller that I had. Let's see. Do we still have them all on? Okay. I had an 804-218. 804-218. Okay. I tried a second time around. I'm going to move on. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on to the next caller. I have, it's going to be a 251342. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Felicia.
Hello.
Felicia. Hi, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Hello, Latrice. Okay, great. Latrice, let me go ahead and, okay. All right, Latrice from Alabama. Why do I have to write it down? I think I know by now. Okay, Latrice, I want to put you on mute, okay? Here we go. All right, Latrice. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. The world is your oyster. Father, thank you for Latrice. Latrice, I believe God is about to move you at warp speed now. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. I believe Latrice, God is about to move. He's moving, getting ready to move you at warp speed. You about to go so fast, your head going to spin. You've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Now, I believe this is the moment. Warp speed. Warp, move at warp speed to where you can't even keep up with it yourself. Warp speed. Begin, warp speed. Warp speed. Warp speed. Warp speed, and also a deliverance that needs to take place. Father, in Jesus' name, deliverance, breakthrough unto you, Latrice, breakthrough this night forward. I pray, Father, that after tonight, God, that she will see a change. May you be changed. May you not just be changed, but God, may she see a change after tonight. Heaven. Masha, breakthrough unto you. May she move now, Father, at warp speed. God, I pray that she will never enter into 2023 like she did into 2022. May 2020, you entering into 2023, not be the way you entered into 2022. Warp speed for Latrice, Father. Warp speed. I'm praying, Latrice, that this is the year. This is the year. This is the year. This is the year for manifestation. This is the year for you. May you have the best Christmas. Breakthrough unto you. Christmas. May you have the best Thanksgiving, the best Christmas. The way you want to enjoy it. The way you want to bless people and give people things for the holidays and just be a blessing to people. I don't care what it looks like. You, in Jesus' name, may this be the best breakthrough, Father. God, I believe you have called me to do this. Breakthrough. Breakthrough in Jesus' name. Shackles broken off your feet. The chains make it broken. Shackles off your feet, Latrice. Shackles off your feet. Now you can move at warp speed. Now you can move. Now you can go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Latrice, I'm going to take you off mute and let you come on in.
Hallelujah. I received the word. I'm believing God with you. Amen. And, Alicia, I wanted to know if you could play for my son James and my friend James and believe God with me for my daughter Brittany.
Okay, I'm going to write that name. It's down here. Okay. All right, so I'm going to pray for your children first, and then I'll get to your, you said your friend's children, right?
My friend James and my kid, my two children, I'm seeking prayer, are James and Brittany.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I got it. Sorry about that, Latrice. I got it now. Okay. I got it now. I believe I was all wrong. I got it now. So thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you for Latrice's children. We bless you for James. James, God wants, listen, Latrice, James is going to, God is going to prosper James if he do the right thing. Father, we thank you. We bless you that if James do the right thing, he make the right decision. God is going to make him, this man is going to make his own money. I mean, not that he don't make money now. I don't know what he make. I'm saying, but more money. God is going to bless this young man, this man with, I don't know if he's young or old, whatever y'all was. How old he is, but God is going to bless. God wants to bless him with money, 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 money. God, Lord, y'all, this whole family, I don't know what to say about y'all. Yeah, Jesus, I'm telling you, money is due for y'all. So we thank you, God. We bless you, Father, for James. Latrice's son, James. That's the James. We pray for him. Pray for him. Thank you, Father. Everything. Around James, I see a man with a hat. I don't know what it is, but a man with a hat. He got a hat on, not a baseball cap. He doesn't have a baseball cap on the trees. He has on a, you know, like a not an Applejack hat, not a baseball hat, but that other hat. What's the kind of hat that? Maybe Frank Sinatra would wear in those old fashioned. I see. Maybe I think that's what it is. That's kind of what I see. No wonder Frank Sinatra. You know what? That boy, you did say he. Lord have mercy, keeps coming back to music. Of all the people, I named Frank Sinatra. God is wanting to, this, I'm telling you, and I know you said that he is gifted in other talents, but I'm telling you, it's the piano. I know what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, Ms. Latrice, that he's gifted in this and gifted in that, but I'm telling you, God is wanting to bless him through the piano. It's the piano. And so we thank you. That's because I keep seeing his fingers play the piano. And I don't know what the hat thing, the Sinatra, Frank Sinatra, what does Frank Sinatra have to do with this? Some classical music or I'm telling you, I can't get it all, pull it all together necessarily right now. I guess maybe I need to slow down, but God is wanting to bless him financially to be somehow with a piano, being a pianoist. Even if he's gifted and musically inclined in all the other instruments, it's the piano that I see. I don't see any other instrument. All I see is the piano. God is wanting to prosper this man, and I believe it's going to be through the music. Through music. Doesn't mean that somebody's going to be a superstar, but through music. And it's the piano. It's the piano. It could be a real blessing to him if he just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. If he could just do the piano, every opportunity that comes to him to play the piano, do it. Look for opportunities. Find opportunities. Take the opportunity. And he and money will come to him. And it's not that he's going to do it for the money. He's going to just fall in love with the piano. And because of that, the money will come. Thank you, Father. Bless this man. Bless this man in his mind. And sometimes his mind may just go somewhere else, Father, but bless him. Bring his mind back to sanity, back to just sanity, sanity. Sometimes his mind just may go, but God, bring his mind back to sanity, we pray, in Jesus' name, so that this man can live the life that he's supposed to live. Long life unto James, I speak and I say, in the name of Jesus, long life be unto James. Long life. Long life, long life, I pray. I pray long life. I pray long life. Recover him, long life in Jesus' name. I pray for long life for him. long life. And then, God, we pray for Brittany. We pray for Latrice's daughter, Brittany. We pray the best for Brittany. A housewife? Does God, does Brittany want to be a, does she want to be a housewife? Or God wants to make her a house to where she doesn't have to, like, God wants her to not have to work? Or she doesn't work? She don't have to work? She won't work? She don't work? Something about work, like not having to work, like she don't, no work, no, just no work. I don't know if she don't work, she can't work, or what, somehow, like, just don't work, like, no work, like, no, you don't need to work, just, what you want to do, you want to just be a housewife or stay at home or not have to work. So we bless your Father for that. If that's what she wants, if that's what it is, Father, let it be, let it happen. If she wants to work, then let that happen. But I feel like it's a thing that God wants to, like, he's going to get, like, the option. Do you want to work? No. Okay, well, you don't have to. You're going to still be, you're going to still be taken care of. So we bless your Father for that. And may her children, may Latrice's children call her blessed, as the word of God says. May they always call her blessed. Always call her blessed, always. And I don't know what kind of relationship you have with your daughter, but God, may they be close until they are no more. And then we pray for the other James. We pray for James, the other James, we pray. His hands also. His hands. His wrist. His hands. His wrist. Carpotunnel. Arthritis, maybe. I'm not for sure, but we pray for we pray for him. The other James, and we just pray good health upon him. No jail cell. Good health. In Jesus' name. James. James. God loves him. James sometimes might be a little hard-headed. Maybe. But maybe, maybe not. A little stubborn, maybe. But Father, we thank you. Because even sometimes when people seem to be good people, they can still be a little stubborn. We bless you, God, for long life for every one of these people. Everyone, long life for every one of them. Long life, and long life. I don't know. That second James. I don't know. I don't know, Latrice. There's something about that second James. I don't, not your son. The other one. I'm not for sure, but we just bless you, Father, for that James. We just pray good health for that one. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. That wherever he go. Wherever he go, he ends up at the right place at the right time. Amen. All right. You still there with us, Tree?
Amen. I am. I do thank you, and I decree the blessings of the Lord on you. May he continue to make you rich and add no sorrow to it.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You always got it. You always come with something good.
And we do tell the Lord thank you.
Amen and amen, Latrice. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And you have an excellent night.
I will. Thank you. Just because you said it. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, good night. Okay. All right. I want to move on to the next caller here. Let's see here. I have, and I'm going to try to, let's see if I can try to hurry up. Let's see. I have a 321-230, because y'all know I'm kind of slow a little bit. Let me try to. Okay, 321-230. Who am I speaking with? The way you're calling from, please? Uh-oh, 321-230. Okay, I'm going to move on. I'll come back to you, okay? Come back, write you down. All right, I'm going to move on here. I have a 903-808. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Hello, this is Jeannie in Texas.
Hello, Jeannie in Texas. Hello, my fellow sister.
Good to talk to you, girl.
Yes, all right. Thank you for calling, and thank you for hanging on in there. Okay, Jeannie, I'm going to pray for you. Let me put you on mute here real quick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you for Jeannie from Texas. Thank you, Jesus. Nisa kobisho koreba katile baso kobasho kotele labosekim. What do you want to say for her tonight? Father, we bless you and we thank you in advance for that which you are doing. For that which you are doing in her life. That which you are doing. Father, what would you say? Leko si kata raba kareba bakala bo sheke mama makaya. The greatness. Jesus, Jesus. A big break for you. You thought you broke through? A big break for you. Another big break. Another big break, another big break is coming for you, Gina. Another big break. I don't know, did you have a big break before? Well, guess what? Another one is coming. Did you have one before? Another one is coming. Hallelujah. What is that? Sunny side up? I don't even know what that means. I just heard sunny side up. I don't even know what that means. I have no clue. No idea. Sunny side up. Another big break is coming for you. Another one, another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. A big break for you. A big break for you. Breakthrough, Father. I've been praying for breakthrough. Breakthrough, God. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. I don't know what break, if you need a breakthrough or not. Let it be so, Father. But a big break is coming for you. You've had one, and there's another one coming. There's another one coming. Whatever the... a big break is coming in Jesus' name. A big break. A big break. Surprise and surprise and another surprise. Siko mashela bos, Jesus. You met a Samuel. Oh, Father, a Samuel, you may do some business with a Samuel, Gene, in the future, a Samuel, you may do some business with a Samuel. And I think Samuel is going to come off kind of sketchy, but Samuel is going to be okay. I'm going to unmute you because kind of nervous, but let me unmute you, Jimmy, just a second here. 904, Jenny, what did you got? Oh, there you go. Okay, I'm going to mute you and let you come on in if you got anything that you want to pray for. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds good. God has been so good to me, and he's blessed me in so many ways. I would like more breakthrough in my health, and actually that's really, of course, I want a prayer too, but that's one thing I've had some unusual symptoms the last few days and in my body. And so I've been kind of asking the Lord about that, but, you know, kind of what to do, if I do anything. So I just wanted prayer on that. But, I mean, the Lord has – he has given us so much breakthrough in so many things. And I'll sure take more breakthroughs, thank the Lord. I don't know any Samuels like this minute, but I certainly mm-hmm. – we've got a house to build and, you know, a lot of projects ahead of us. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all for the Lord to send someone named Samuel, because we've certainly got projects ahead of us to do.
Hey, come on. All right now. I think Samuel is going to come off as kind of sketchy. I think the thing is you're going to think that it may not seem quite right, but I believe Samuel is going to end up being mm-hmm. okay. So we thank you, Father, for that. And then we pray, God, for her health. Miko patelabo shekelabo, Father, I pray, God, breakthrough for the health in Jesus' name, Father. I believe tonight you have told me to pray breakthrough for the people. I pray breakthrough for Miko tabasa. May her health breakthrough into good health in Jesus' name, that she will not call back again to request prayer for health, prayer for healing, prayer for physical wholeness. Father, in Jesus' name, libo shaka makota la bolsa kareba bataya la bolsa kela la bolsa mesota. In Jesus' name, may tonight be a night that she will not have to. After tonight, God, I don't need no more prayers about it. You don't have to pray for my health anymore. I'm good to go. I pray for that, Father, tonight. I pray for that, God. I pray for that. I pray. Let it be so in Jesus' name. God, I just believe you. I rest my hand upon her in the spirit. And I just believe you, God. I just believe you, Jesus. I believe you tonight to never have this ailment never again. Never again. This ailment will not become something that she got to constantly go back to the doctor for. Go to the doctor again and again and again and again, repeatedly paying money and still sick. And they can't find it. They don't know. They can't. They're trying this. They're trying that. They're trying. Father, you know what it is. I pray. I stretch forth your hand and heal. Make whole, God. In Jesus' name. Even it could be something as simple as just take a particular vitamin. It may, and that vitamin, sometimes it can be costly, but it's worth it. And stretch forth your hand, God, and make whole. This will be I pray, God, let this be it. Tonight, breakthrough. I believe you, Father. I believe you, Jesus. You and I are one tonight. You said it. You in me and I in you. You in me and I in you. May she not have to go to someone else, or may she not have to leave, God, this phone call tonight and have to go and say, well, I asked and they couldn't heal me. No, Father, tonight we bless you for breakthrough. Shrivel it up in Jesus' name. Father, we believe you. We believe you. I agree with her. Jesus, it be so in your name. In your name. In your name, healness, wholeness. Enemy trying to exacerbate a situation. No. In Jesus' name, clear even her atmosphere. To be clear, untainted. Everything around her, God. She may be free, but she is free. So we thank you for it. Thank you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you for breakthrough, God. I believe you for breakthrough. And may she hang on to that and hang on to that and hang on to that and see the salvation of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And thank you so much for the prayer.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you. I know you've got a list of people, but I appreciate you, and God bless you, girl. You're a blessing.
Thank you. You hang on to that. You believe, God, that this is it. You believe, God, this is it. It is so. Be it unto you, Gina. Be it unto you in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you. And you have a good night.
You too.
All right. Okay. All right, we're going to move on here. Okay, well, you know what? Let me just go back here where I came from. I was at, okay, so I'm going to call you once more. I had a 321-230. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from? 321-230. Ah, okay. Okay, all right. I'm going to move on. Okay, so to the next call that I have is going to be a 954-580. Who am I speaking with? Where you calling from, please?
Hi, it's Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hello, Carolyn from Jamaica. Carolyn from Jamaica. Okay, Carolyn, I'm going to put you on mute, pray for you, and then we will, let's see if you have anything you want to pray for, okay? Here we go. I'll put you on mute. Father, we bless you for Carolyn. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Misa karobo shekebanda labo sekila labo sakareba babakaya. Father, we thank you for Carolyn. We thank you. We bless you for Carolyn. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Jesus, for Carolyn. Carolyn, I don't know how to describe this. I just see a beautiful woman with her hair done real nice, and she has these designs in her hair. This different type of a hair ornament. Don't know if, you know, maybe that's a hair business and you're into beautician or, but we bless you, Father, for Carolyn. Thank you, God. Carolyn, I just see this woman, this really pretty woman with the, you know, you're a really pretty woman, Carolyn. Looks like you're a really pretty woman. You're a really pretty woman, and you're just a really pretty woman. I see a really pretty woman, and you're prettier than what you think. You're just a really pretty woman. You are, and you know, hold your head up. You know, people find you attractive. Don't know if you had an issue with that, but people find you attractive. So we thank you, God, that you know, you help us to feel good about ourselves. Feel good about yourself, Carolyn. Feel good about yourself. God made you beautiful. When you go places, just feel good about yourself. Hold your head up. And everything is not beautiful, physical beauty. We know that, but that helps you sometimes to feel good. Know that you are a beautiful woman. And you can go places and hold your head up high and be who you are in the Lord. Hold your head up high. Look up. Come on, girl. Express yourself. That's what I hear. Come on, girl. Express yourself. And know that you are beautiful. I just see this beautiful woman. You're just a really pretty girl. Really pretty woman. And just know that you are beautiful. You don't have to always be the most beautiful thing in the room. Just know that you are one of the most beautiful things in the room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is wanting you to just feel so good about yourself. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what happened. God is just wanting you to feel good about yourself. Just feel good about yourself. Feel good, Carolyn. Feel good. And God will have some good things happen to you and let you know that he's proud of you. He's proud of you holding your head up high. He appreciates you holding your head up high. He wants you to feel good about yourself. Okay, I'm gonna unmute you, and then if you have anything you want to pray for, we'll pray for that. Okay, all right, there you go, Carolyn. You're unmuted.
Thank you for that. Can relate to what you're saying. Thank you. I have a prayer request in regards to God enabling me to have destiny relationships, to establish better friendships, destiny relationships in this season.
Okay. You want to establish better relationships, you said?
Yes.
Right. Amen. That's God. I love that too. So, and I think that's probably some of what I got. I just wasn't too for sure. But I think you need to know what I believe and what I sense, Carolyn, is that, you know, just be yourself. You are more likable than you think that you are. This is what I have for you. This is what I, the scripture that comes to me. Don't let their faces bother you. Just because, you know, they make a face that you think that they, you know, that you're not, that they don't accept you, it doesn't mean that face expression does not mean that they don't accept you. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you that she will not let their faces bother her. And they will accept her more than what she even thinks. And as they accept you more than what you think, then you will accept yourself even more. And it's not that you have to depend on other people's acceptance and that you want them, but sometimes in order to get a relationship, you to have a healthy relationship, you do need to see yourself. You need to have a healthy view of yourself. And so we bless you, God, that you are more than what you think you are, Kelly. You're more than that. You're more than that. People look at you and they look at you as attractive. You're very attractive. You're a very attractive woman. And you need to know that. And that, a lot of times, being attractive will help people to accept you. You know, people accept. But when you're beautiful, people, everybody want to, ooh, I wonder what she's like. You're really beautiful. And it doesn't mean that everything is contingent upon, everything is based on that. We're not saying that the falseness of it, but we're saying that God uses that sometimes also. To make things happen. You are beautiful. You are likable, and God is wanting to do that for you. And so, Father, send people. If people are already there that she wants to connect with, then Father, I pray that you make a way for the connection to happen. If there are people who, if she wants to make more new friends, then Father, send them. And I believe God is going to send you some people, Carolyn, that you can relate to, talk to, connect with here pretty soon, God, that you can, you know, talk to and relate to. Makomase katalabo sheke bakatalabo sakarisa labo sheke lesoto rabakarisa lando rabakarama kareba karobo shakarisa. Even if you meet, like, I don't know, I saw a Facebook, like, even if you meet them online, you may meet them online and they come to find that, oh my God, you're right around the corner. Yes, I'm right around the corner. Okay. That's shit. Let's meet up. Okay, let's be cool. Like, just meeting people. And just know that, you know, just be your, it's hard sometimes for us to be ourselves. Sometimes we say, just be yourself, just be free. Sometimes that's hard, but I believe God is wanting you to work on just being yourself. Just work on that. And you'll see, it's okay. Come, it's okay to just be who you are. It's okay. You are accepted. You are accepted in the beloved. God made you the way you are because he wanted you to be the way you are. You are a very beautiful person. Be that way. Accept your beauty. Accept how pretty you are. Accept it. Don't shy away from it. Don't shun down. Don't, you know, downplay or pretend like you're not beautiful. No, you are. Just be that. Just, you know, of course, you know, find a balance. Don't be arrogant. Just be who God made you to be. And I believe that you're going to have oh my goodness, I'm having a hard time thinking of the word, but you'll be surrounded by people who love you. Not just family, but friends as well. You'll be surrounded. One will attract another one, and another one will attract another one, and another one will attract another one. And all of a sudden, here you are, you and this friend and that friend and that friend, and then another friend. And all of a sudden, it's a group of you, and everybody's able to be free to be themselves. And it's all the Lord's doing. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Very welcome.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a
bless
nice
you.
Night.
I will. Thank you, Karen. I appreciate you. Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
I'm here.
All right. Okay. Good night. All right. Okay. So I'm going to move on. Okay. Let's see here. I have the next caller up. It's going to be. Let me scroll. Okay, so I have a 334-590. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please? 334-590. Ah, okay, so I'll come back to you, okay? Okay, we'll come back. All right, I'm going to put you on mute. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next caller that I have is a 950. 778. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Cherie from South Florida.
Cheryl?
No, Cherie.
Cherie? Okay.
Yeah.
Cherie from?
South Florida.
South Florida. Okay. Thank you, Cherie from South Florida. Okay. All righty, Cherie. I'm going to put you on hold, okay? And then I'm going to pray for you, and then I'll let you come back in, okay? I'll meet
okay.
you in just a moment. Okay. All right. Thank you, Cherie, for letting me pray for you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you, and we thank you for Cherie. I don't think I've ever spoken to you before, Cherie. Well, many people I haven't spoken to before, but this name really, I don't think I've ever spoken to. But Father, we bless you for Cherie. Cherie. Cherie, do you sing? Are you a singer? Are you musically inclined? I see a microphone. Or are you a preacher? Do you preach? I see a microphone, Cherie. I see you with a microphone and moving people. I see you with a microphone. I just see a microphone, Cherie. I see a microphone. I don't know if you're musically inclined or you're a preacher. You may be both. You may be able to sing and preach at the same time. And I also see my Katela Labosa, Cherie, you also moving in the prophetic. Do you prophesy to people? Because I can see you prophesying as well. I see you prophesying to people. And I also see you, Cherie, prophesying to people. Bringing people out of God using prophecy in you to bring people out of what you've gone through. People that have gone through the same thing that you've gone through, you prophesying them out of it. I see you with the microphone. I mean, are you I don't know if you are or you know you are, but you may have the. Are you a prophet? You gifted to be a prophet. I believe that you have the gift that you may be a prophet. Somehow you're with a microphone and you're prophesying to people. So you're bringing, like you have a deliverance type of a anointing or power upon you. Cherie, God is bringing you into that. If you're not already in that, God is bringing you into that. You may be clueless, but this is what I'm getting. You may be clueless about it, but this is what I'm getting. Yes, prophetically, you are to be used. God is going to use you prophetically on such a level. I'm not even sure if you know or if you already know, then you know. And then this is just a word of knowledge to you. But, you know, if you don't know, then... This is a word of prophecy to you. Yeah, and even if you're a singer, like you may be a prophetic psalmist, you may can prophetically sing and prophesy at the same time. Somehow I see you doing both, preaching, singing, prophesying. And if you can't sing, then, you know, maybe, you know, you can, some music will be playing in the background and then you'll prophesy that way. Something like that. Whatever it is, but I believe you, like prophecy. Like that's a thing for you. And a husband, do you have a husband? Maybe your husband may be the same way. You have something about a man. I believe your husband maybe has the same thing, the same gift. Maybe you'll do it together. A husband, a man, does he have the same gift or a prophecy, the same gift of the prophet? Maybe. But Father, we thank you for what you're taking, Cherie. But Father, we bless you. God is taking you somewhere, Cherie, and you got to go with the flow. You got to go with him. You got to go with him. He's going to take you. You got to go with him. And if this is, I don't know if this is, you've heard it before, then if you heard it before, then you got to. Sure, you got to move forward. You got to go with them. If you haven't, then same thing. You got to go with it. You got to go with it. So we bless you, God, for that. I don't know. Something about the husband prophetically. And listen, I don't always get it right all the time, 100%. Sometimes I could be wrong, too. But I'm just saying, I just sense something. I see you being the same as the guy, like y'all flowing kind of similarly. So we bless you, God, for that. God is good. And then whatever you need, Cherie, we pray for your breakthrough tonight as well. Whatever you believe in, God, for may breakthrough come unto you. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough be unto you, Cherie. I'm going to unmute you here. Let you come in. If you have any prayer, we'll pray. Okay, there you go.
Hi. That's so funny that you say that because I've never heard that before. Oh, wait, I think I have heard that before, but not that my gift would be prophetic. I've been told that I would probably have a ministry in the future. So that's so interesting to hear. Prophecy, I never heard that before. Also, I don't sing. So I like to sing, but I don't consider myself a singer. So that was interesting as well.
Yeah,
and
that's why.
Not married.
Oh, okay. That's why I said maybe you, if you don't sing, maybe it'll be music playing in the background, and then you'll just be prophesying over the music. It's something like that. That's why I said if you don't sing, maybe, you know, it'll just be music playing in the background. But something prophetically about you, and you don't have a husband, but I see that happening. I don't know if you want a husband. If you don't, then maybe that word is different. But I do see. Well, then maybe you'll marry a prophet then. But I see I see you both. I'm going to tell you what I saw. I didn't know how to explain it. I'm going to tell you what I saw, Cherie. I didn't know how to word it. But I saw you kissing this man. But what it was is that you both were the same. Mm. Like the same. You in terms of you and him are the same, flowing the same way. I believe either you may marry a prophet or, you know, somehow he's going to be just as prophetic as you are. So, I see that. I definitely see the microphone. You can't knock me off of that part. Yes, I see a microphone. Yes, you will be on the microphone. But I think, you may marry a man who is prophetic himself, whether he's a prophet or whether he's not. But he's a very prophetic man himself. So I sense that. And, you will be that too. You too. You will be the same. You and him will minister that together. I believe that's what I believe I got. Because I definitely saw you with a man.
Oh, amen to that. I actually left my last relationship because we were so unequally yoked, and I've been struggling with that a little bit today, you know, just thinking about him and kind of like, you know, not really like focusing on where I am now and what's ahead of me, but kind of like looking back, you know, and I was kind of struggling with that a little bit, but I know, you know, that we were unequally yoked, so there's no real, like, fruit or future in that, so.
Well, that's the reason why I saw you two the same. You were had in the past, it was, you recognized it was unequally yoked. So now here I come and say, oh, well, I see you two as the same, because you two will be equally yoked. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that's amazing. That's amazing news.
No wonder I saw y'all the same, because I couldn't figure out why. No wonder. Yes, you two will be the same. The same. It'll be the same.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you, Father. We bless you for that, Jesus. God is so amazing. You will have, yes, you two, you and him will be the same. No wonder.
Wow. But what I've been currently dealing with is I went to a service and I received healing and I got delivered. I believe I did, of like a sickness that I've been dealing with for the past couple of years. So I just been kind of waiting for confirmation on that. You know, like I felt the Holy Spirit's presence and I believe that I've been healed, but, you know, part of me is like, well, I need the proof. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to test God or question him, but I would just like that confirmation, you know, that I have been 100% healed of what I've been dealing with.
Okay. Well, that particular healing, listen, a lot of times faith is feeling and, listen, touch your body part. Do you feel it? Is it still there? Touch it. Do you still feel it? Is it still there? Listen, don't tell me. You don't have to tell me anything about the sickness. A part of faith is touch it. Is this? I was believing God for some hair to grow in. Touch the scalp. Do you feel some hair? You, that's a part of it. Check it. Keep checking. You keep checking. That's a part of faith. You keep checking and you keep checking and you keep checking. That checking to make touching that area that you're believing for. Sometimes people, well, that means I don't have faith. I'm checking for it. No, checking for it is a part of that. You're checking. God, I believe you. Let me make sure. So you keep checking. You keep checking. You keep checking. Father, we bless you. And even I stand in agreement with her, God, that this thing is it. This is it. It's a wrap. This is a wrap. It's a wrap. It is what it is. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap, Jesus. It's a wrap. May she be able to go forth and testify that look at what the Lord has done. It's a wrap. Keep checking. Keep checking. Just keep checking. Every time, keep checking. I don't see it no more. Okay, what? That's it. Keep checking. It's gone. That's a part of faith. Keep checking that to make sure that thing is gone. If it ain't gone, check it again. If it's still there tomorrow, check it the next day. If it's still there the next day, check it the next day. You keep checking. That's a part of faith. And you just, God, I believe you. And you keep checking up on it. And you keep checking until that thing is gone, gone, gone. We believe you, God. We stand in faith with her. Give her the wisdom, God, on how to continue to stand in faith. That was a little bit of wisdom, God. Give her even more wisdom if she needs more. We thank you, God. I prayed and asked you for breakthrough tonight, Father. And so we bless you for breakthrough. We bless you, God. Tonight is the night that she'll check and check. No, no, no. Gone, 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 gone. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are good to us. May this be breakthrough tonight for her. Not that let's say it's already gone. That's fine, too. But breakthrough, that you'll never worry about it again. You'll never, it's gone. I ain't got to worry about this no more. This is it. Thank you, Jesus. You are a God that heals us and makes us whole. If we believe in you, God, you sent your word to heal our diseases. Thank you. We receive that. I receive that for her. I receive that with her. In Jesus' name. And just keep checking. And keep checking. And just keep checking. And when it's gone,
thank you.
It's gone.
Amen. I was telling my mom, you know, I just asked her, like, oh, can you be in agreement with me? And she was like, well, you know, he doesn't heal everybody. And I was just like, well, dang.
I was hoping
that she would be, you know.
I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I cut you off.
That was really, I was just, I thought she, well, I don't want to say she was being doubtful. Maybe she was trying to spare my feelings so I don't get my hopes up or something, but it didn't really make me discouraged, but it kind of did. I don't know. Part of me is like, I don't want to get my hopes up, and another part of me is like, don't doubt the power of God, you know, like, I don't know.
Doubt God no more. Doubt God no more. I don't care, don't you? I don't care that some people don't. I don't care. You don't know what reasons those people didn't get it. You know what to do. Mm-hmm. You know what to do. You said you stand on your own. By every top's got to stand on its own. Listen, every bottle's got to stand on its own. You know what to do. You don't. I understand that. That's not. Listen, I know. You know, if I'm believing God for something right now. And sometimes I look at other people and say, well, Jesus, they didn't get, well, what am I believing for then? Why, they didn't get it. I might as well not believe myself then. Nope. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. This is why I believe I saw you prophesying to people and bringing people out of what you've gone through.
Amen. Amen. And when you said that too, that also made me feel like, wow, that, because I told God, I was just like, this time around, you know, like, if not trying to make deals with God, but, you know, like, if you really do this for me, I promise, like, I'll use it as a testimony, because I know there's people that go through the same thing, you know, or worse. And, you know, like, I just don't want to take his power in vain anymore. You know, I've already been through, I feel like there was a season in my life where I probably would have, you know, and I feel like that's when he doesn't heal you, you know, when he knows you're just going to get into more trouble or you're just going to take it in vain. But I just feel like at this point, it's like, I know that only you could do this for me, and I want to use it to help others, you know, like, I don't want to just use it in vain. And you know how he says, pick up your mat and sin no more?
Yes. Yes.
So.
Yes. There you go. You don't, Felicia. It's Felicia.
Felicia, okay.
Yeah.
Are you on every Sunday?
No. Mostly like fill in, you know. Yeah.
Okay, and one more thing, because I know there's people waiting, but I was just wondering if you could pray for my mom.
Yes. Yes, I sure will. What's your mom's name? What's her name?
Carlita.
Sure. Like Carlita.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll pray for Carlita, of course. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for Carlita. We bless you, God. We bless you for Carlita. Thank you, God, for who she is. I always like to say this. Thank you, Father, for who you made Carlita to be. We bless you, Father. Woo! Carlita, she got a personality. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She got a personality. Listen, God made her who she is. God made her who she is, Father. We bless you. We pray and ask you for a long life for Carlita. We ask you for a long life for Carlita. Long life be unto her. Long life. We pray. We pray that Carlita always acknowledges God is good. Just acknowledge God is good. God is good. When good things happen to Carlita, may she just acknowledge the Lord is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. God loves her. God loves her. God loves her. God loves her. That a woman is loved by the Lord. Carlita. Yeah, she got personality. So we bless you, Father, for long life. And we thank you, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger. No hurt, harm, or danger will overtake her. She will live and live to her destiny. She was premature Death will not be a part of her. We thank you, Father. She will live to the fullness of God, the fullness. Premature death will not be a part of that. That's not a part of her. She will not die prematurely. This woman will live long life be unto her. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God. And thank you for her personality. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Make her happy, God. Make her to live her the rest of her days and years, the rest of her days, weeks, months, and years happy. Let her be happy. Make her happy, God. Make her to smile every day. Let happiness be a part of her. And may she say, God, the Lord is good. God is good. She going to say, may she say it every day, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. May she say it all the time because good things happen to her. The Lord is good. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. When you were saying she has a personality, what were you seeing? It's okay if it's bad because she's my mom. Trust me, I know.
It doesn't always mean if it's bad. It could, you know, sometimes it's not the details that you always get. You just know, like maybe a fiery type of a personality. Just like fireball, like a fireball. Like she can be a fireball. Whether she's calm with it or whether she's dramatic with it. Either way, you can be a calm fireball as well as being a dramatic fireball. But she got personality. I'm not saying that's what that is. I'm just saying she got personality. I don't know how else to say that. Oh, goodness.
No, it's okay.
You put me on the spot here.
No, because I be trying to figure her out myself, so that's why I was asking.
She got personality. Don't touch Carlene.
But I appreciate your words so much. I'm so happy to hear what God has used you to tell me. I just thank you so much for your prayers. And it was really great speaking to you, Felicia.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me pray for you. And thank you for letting me pray for Carlita. I'll pray for her again anytime you want me to. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, you all, I would like to take another call, but it's getting ready to cut off on me, and I gotta let you all go. I love you all. Thank you all for calling in. But I have to go ahead and wrap it up, and I hope that the next time that I'm on here, you guys get to call in and I get to take your call. I'm sorry I didn't get to make it to everyone. But thank you all for calling and holding your hand up and allowing me to pray for you. But I say unto you all tonight, breakthrough be unto every person that listened and called and held their hands up. Breakthrough unto you tonight. In Jesus' name. Have a good night. Bye-bye.